symptom. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, partly sunny, breezy, not quite as warm. The high will only be around 65 this evening. Look forward to clear skies with a low around 40. For Thursday, sunny most of the day with a high only around 60. The low Thursday night under clear skies should be around the low upper 30s. And then on Friday, mostly sunny, but the high will only be around 65 once again. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 66 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake-Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I had no pain. I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck me. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49. If only I'd known. If only I'd listened.
The complications of diabetes often go undiagnosed and are far more serious than you might think. Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. But you can reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Learn how. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
Remember when New Orleans was flooded during Hurricane Katrina? Liz Brown was only one of a few people that asked the question, what happened to the prisoners that were locked away there? Here's the answer she got. And here's the latest update. We're pursuing this issue even further Thursday morning at 8 with Corinne Carey, researcher and lawyer for Human Rights Watch USA. Is it true that they were abandoned in their cells with no food as the floodwaters rose? Or worse? Be here Thursday morning at 8, exclusively on The Wake Up Call.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't realize George W. Bush was the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Did you know that the Defense Department has a program going to access the privacy of young people ages 16 to 25? This database will have personal information about 30 million people to determine if they might be candidates to join the military. Age, sex, do they own a phone, race, religion, and income are just some of the info on file. This is in direct violation of the Privacy Act established to limit the government's use of such information. We'll take a look at this controversial measure with Nancy Talanian, Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, tell my sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, tell my sisters. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell the brothers, tell the sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
dignity. And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Oh, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. How y'all doing out there? My name is Liz Brown. This is Like I said, the wake-up call. We have so much stuff to talk about this morning. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have stuff to talk about. What do you think the Republicans are thinking this morning? After they got dim-slapped all over the country. Yes, indeed. They got dim-slapped all over the country. How'd that feel? It didn't help in New Jersey that your boy George came on down, got off of Air Force One, said, mission accomplished. We do not torture. I'll fire anybody that is breaching ethics. I am the most ethical president. Vote for the Republicans. How'd that work? I'm just asking. How'd that work out in Jersey? How'd that work out? How'd that work out in, what's the other state, Virginia? And, I wonder how it feels to Arnold Schwarzenegger to have all of his proposals. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, how do they say it? In the la-la land of Arnold Schwarzenegger? Oh, yeah. How does it feel to have your proposals, your amendments, your ballot initiatives toyminated? How'd that feel? I'm just asking. How'd that feel? Things are not looking too good for the Republicans. That's the word I was looking for. Things are not looking too good for the Republicans, but you gotta say this, I have to say this. You know, I got to give the devil his due. I got to give the devil his due. Because the fact of the matter is this. They're not stopping their stuff. Bill Frist, under investigation. Dennis Hassert, head of the Republican Party, from the congressional on the House side. They are circulating a draft letter calling for a congressional leak investigation into the disclosure of secret U.S. interrogation centers abroad, huh? Now, I just want y'all to feel this. And stop me or try to slow my roll here if I'm mistaken. I don't believe that I am. But y'all, correctify me if I am wrong. Did Bill Frist and Dennis Hassert circulate a draft letter calling for an investigation into the leak of Valerie Plame's name? I'm just asking, because I don't know everything. I'm just asking. I mean, isn't it? I mean, you these people are genetically precluded from shame. These people are genetically precluded from having long-term memories. Heck, short-term memories. Heck, memory from an hour ago. These people are circulating us a petition, a letter, calling for a congressional leak investigation into the disclosure of secret U.S. interrogation centers abroad. Not because they're concerned about anybody's identities being revealed. No. They're saying this was our secret. Now, the American people in the world doesn't need to know that we have these interrogation centers. Check this out. Does this just not fall on your ear like an atomic bomb? The draft letter reads in part. Now remember, this is from the Republicans demanding an investigation into a leak. They're saying, and I quote, "If accurate, such an egregious disclosure could have long-term and far-reaching damage and dangerous consequences and will imperil our efforts to protect the American people and our and our homeland from terrorist attack. Huh. So if that's the case, what does the leak of a CIA operative's name do to our country's security? I'm just asking. Again, I don't know everything. I'm just asking. The letter said, what is the actual and potential damage done to the national security of the United States and our partners in the global war on terror? Again, when Valerie Plame's name was leaked, those were the same concerns that were articulated, and you blew those off. Why? Because, once again, if we didn't study him, if we didn't look, if we looked into him, all we would find would be the picture, the Oval Office and the Vice President's office. And for those of you that missed the story, a week ago, the Washington Post wrote a story saying that the CIA had been hiding and interrogating Al-Qaeda captives at a Soviet area compound in Eastern Europe as part of a covert prison system set up by the agency 4 years ago. And that at various times, it has included sites in 8 different countries. What's that word? That all these fake folks got in front of your face and my face and just quivered at the idea. Just had attitudes on top of attitudes. Remember when the United States was accused by Amnesty International of maintaining a gulag at Guantanamo? That is a gulag. Remember the attitude of Rumsfeld? Remember the attitude of George W. Bush? They just lost their collective minds over that. You know what the psychological description of their response to that is? I'm gonna go technical on you. It's called projection. Okay? You are projecting onto others what you are experiencing. The person that calls you a liar is projecting because they are a liar. Okay? They are projecting onto Amnesty International the things of which they are. Ain't that something? It's a psychological description of the phrase, I believe you protest too much. Okay? That's the psychological $7,000 an hour word for what your mama always said. I think you protest too much. You got something else going on here. Huh. Ain't that something, y'all? Ain't that something? The Republicans want an investigation into the leak of our gulags around the world. No, our gulag in Soviet Union. Where else would a gulag be? In the Soviet Union. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some S-T-U-F-F stuff? Let's put an extra F in there. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We have stuff to talk about. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And I just got to throw this out there because it's I got to throw it out there. Anybody here want to take a job as Saddam Hussein's attorney? Make sure you get paid up front. Because they are gunning them down and murdering them right and left in Iraq. Wouldn't want to be that. You think we need to be having the trial there? Another attorney is gunned down. Gunman in a speeding car killed a defense attorney in the Saddam Hussein trial and wounded another. 454-0400 is my phone number. Please, y'all, don't forget that. All of you all that have signed up for the Blanket Drive volunteers, our meeting is this Saturday at 10 a.m. at 4919 North Union. We need your blankets. We need your participation. And it's the temperatures are dropping tonight, y'all. We're headed towards the season. It's getting cold tonight. Around 30 something tonight is what they're projecting out there. So don't forget Saturday volunteers meeting at 10 a.m. at 4919 North Union. 10 a.m. this Saturday. You'll get your assignments, you'll get your T-shirts, and we'll get started on preparing ourselves for the second annual blanket drive. Start getting your blankets. Start telling your folks, get your blankets. The blanket drive is the 18th and the 19th of November. That's the week after next. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We're going to take a break. And when we get back, I'll get to some of your phone calls. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. At 7 a.m., St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Oh, we got some good stuff. As always, good stuff, good stuff. At 9 a.m., we're going to be talking to Nancy Talalian, Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And at 9 a.m., we're going to be talking to Robert Allen, author of Cracking the Millionaire Code. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Southbound 270 at Gravoy, a serious accident. Two right lanes are blocked. There are no delays at this hour. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, which was the Broadway exit. There's bridge maintenance operations going on. The exit ramp is still closed. You can use 11th Street or 14th Street to get around those areas. Southbound 55 at Rivas Barracks and Lindbergh. Construction work has the two right lanes closed. Northbound 55 between Route N and 270. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 44 at Bowles. Already heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between Boone's Crossing and 270 looks good. Eastbound 70 between Cave Springs and the Blanchette Bridge, nothing to report there. Northbound 270 from 55 to Gravoy, vehicles are slowing down to take a look at the accident. Westbound 255 from Telegraph all the way to Lee May Ferry looks good. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB, you've already got slow traffic there. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, nothing to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that entrance ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well this hour. Page between 170 and Woodson, there's a report of a disabled vehicle in a traffic lane, so use caution there. In both directions, 61 at Highway M, there's paving operations, has various lane closures. Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is also closed due to maintenance work. And eastbound 30 at Summit, there's bridge maintenance operations. Left lane closed, Bermuda north of 70. Road widening is underway, so you can expect restrictions there. Keeneland at Natural Bridge, look for construction crews widening that to four lanes as well. Old Halls Ferry between Dunn and Whisper Lake Drive, crews are widening that roadway, so you can expect some lane closures going on there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Stop by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Grand opening event for great deals and no interest till 2009. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood, South County, and now in O'Fallon, Missouri. Stop by today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, partly sunny skies, breezy, not quite as warm, only high around 65. This evening, clear with a low around 40. For Thursday, look forward to sunny skies most of the day with a high around 60. Thursday evening, a low around 35. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high only around 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clouds. We have 66 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 69 and cloudy conditions as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
With only the indictment of Scooter Libby, has Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald sent a message that it was okay for other White House officials to toss around Valerie Plame's name at will, as long as they didn't mention it to a reporter? Will this investigation stop short of going into territory about the justifications for the war? Join investigative journalist Robert Perry to see if the prosecutor is indeed letting the White House walk. Thursday morning at 7 on The Wake Up Call.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
The Alton Little Theater at 2450 North Henry in Alton, Illinois presents Death in England starting on Friday, November 11th. Showtimes are 8 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays. Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for students. For more info, call 618-462-6562. Something theatrical for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Did you know that the Defense Department has a program going to access the privacy of young people ages 16 to 25? This database will have personal information about 30 million people to determine if they might be candidates to join the military. Age, sex, do they own a phone, race, religion, and income are just some of the info on file. This is in direct violation of the Privacy Act established to limit the government's use of such information. We'll take a look at this controversial measure with Nancy Talanian, Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, Wednesday morning at 8 on The Wake Up Call.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
I didn't get a chance to get on the other day when you were talking about the Red Cross. I remember that when I was in college, there was a tornado that came through Auburn, Alabama, and the same thing happened. My mother told me that the Red Cross gave the whites coffee and donuts, and the next day they offered the same spare coffee and spare donuts, whatever was left over to the black people. Mm. And you were talking about something else that I had meant to mention, too. I wanted to know if yesterday you had someone on about the situation down there in a place in Monroe, Louisiana. I wonder if there's some way we could get in touch with Jesse Jackson and see if he could get a bus to go get those people out. Because it seems that is worse than criminals. Those people are next to a prison and 4 inches of dust. All are not sick. And dead will soon, not sick and dying rather, will soon be dead just from that kind of, having to breathe that kind of stuff.
There are so many issues that are that need our consideration when we look at what has happened to the people in Louisiana. And as Dr. Gaddy said yesterday, one woman just stood up and said, let me let the audience know what she said. What he said was a woman was trying to describe what it was like to be in her situation, and they'd asked her, well, what do you need? And she said, well, how about some toenail clippers, some rollers? Do you all have any idea of what it means when you say that you have nothing?
Yeah, and you know what I was wondering? What about their food situation? What are they being fed? But they put them out and be so far away where they couldn't even get back to a town. And it's as if they're isolated, so you can't tell anybody anything, and whatever we do is what's going to go. And are they going to make that a gulag?
All right. Thanks for
your
call.
Have a wonderful day.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. This is registered voter calling.
Yes, yes.
I've spoken to you on several occasions, but I want to give you a little bit of information about myself. I'm retired military. I've traveled all over the world for over 30 years, and one thing that I find distressing is the lack of enthusiasm for registering to vote here back home. I've been in countries in Asia and Africa and seen long lines of people voting. And I don't know. I hope some of the listeners might be able to come up with an answer as to how we could encourage our people to register more. Specifically in St. Louis, you know, there's been about at least 35,000. You can go to the Internet onto Metro St. Louis, Realtors.com. There's been a 35,000 population shift from the city to the county in the last 10 years. And many of these people, I happen to know friends and associates, don't realize that when they move to the county, they have to re-register to vote. And those are many lost votes in our election. And it appears also that registration emphasis is only promoted shortly before an election, maybe within a month or two before an election.
And usually a presidential election.
Yeah. Now, in the Marine Corps, we used to, in between firefights and battles, we used to replenish our weaponry and ammunition between the firefights. And I notice here that the elections we have one, I believe, coming up next year for the Congress. And I have heard no promotion for massive voter registration in the St. Louis area. So much for that. Secondly, the elections that were held around the country yesterday, I see the Democrats did very good in certain areas. And I noticed here in the St. Louis area, in Kirkwood, the representative, a Democrat, won. That was kind of a...
Well, it was a special election. The person that the Republicans were running was the widow of their Republican. I don't know if that election says a whole lot because it's for a remainder of a term as well. We'll see if that means what people are making it to turn into.
Okay,
because, I mean, it was, again, a special election. This is the widow that was running for the whole gender thing, although a woman Democrat did win. We'll see what that turns into.
But it probably probably will send a message to Matt Blunt.
I don't know. He seems kind of tone deaf. I don't know.
One final thing. I'd like to hear some of the, and I have to be careful which word I use here, let's say relocated people from New Orleans who happen to be in the St. Louis area. I don't know if we have many here or not. But I'd like for them to call in and give their view of the St. Louis area.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. And I just want to let you know that in the 9 o'clock hour, you remember the people that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul? Well, they've written a new book, Cracking the Millionaire Code, and they're going to be, Robert Allen is going to be on our show. And in the 9 o'clock hour, so you don't want to miss that. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. About 2 weeks ago, the network news said there was still 600,000 New Orleans in hotel rooms scattered around 10 states. But, you know, I heard the governor yesterday was on, and he kept saying about how generous the state's Medicaid is. Well, like most of the lies that they say, we have the third tightest Medicaid in the country. Only two states have tighter limits, and that was before Blunt threw 150,000 off. But they love to lie, just like the war is going well. We are winning it. The economy is booming. We have a great job market. Everything's going well. Apparently, finally, the people aren't buying it, and it showed yesterday. And I really think that's the only real power that the right wing fears is to lose power. And I believe that's the only way that this degenerate, plutonic orgy, plutocratic orgy, both in the country and in this state, can be brought to a merciful end.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. I will be back. We have much, 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 much more to talk about. Stay with me.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill on that ladder of success.
Take on the day and take on Dr. Laura Schlesinger on the Internet at WGNU.net.
With only the indictment of Scooter Libby, has Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald sent a message that it was okay for other White House officials to toss around Valerie Plame's name at will, as long as they didn't mention it to a reporter? Will this investigation stop short of going into territory about the justifications for the war? Join investigative journalist Robert Perry to see if the prosecutor is indeed letting the White House walk. Thursday morning at 7 on The Wake Up Call. Hi, it's Kevin
and Susan Feisty
of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
Medicine Shop Pharmacy, may I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number. You see, I'm filling out my Medicare prescription drug coverage enrollment form, and I have some questions.
Well, I can help.
Really?
Absolutely. As a Medicine Shop pharmacist, it's my pleasure to answer your questions about enrollment for Medicare prescription drug coverage. When you've got the right information, it's a lot easier than you might think. Just stop by, and I'll assist you in deciding on a plan that meets your needs.
Well, that's a real load off my mind.
Well, I'm here to help you in any way I can.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy. Caring beyond prescriptions.
I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a new guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have it free. Give yourself the best shot at the one thing that means everything. Love. Get started today at Match.com with our new guide. Free. Visit Match.com for details.
This hour's Global News Update can be heard in its entirety next Wednesday at this hour.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Better wait a minute. You better hold the phone.
Welcome back. You don't know what you're messing with. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Yeah, so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. I don't know. I don't know. Folks, I don't know. Something getting into them Democrats? I guess it takes it all falling apart before they get their a little bit of a gumption that John Conyers and the rest have had all along. Folks feeling a little what's the word I'm looking for? A little frisky. Democrats feeling a little frisky. Check this out. I don't know why they haven't been doing this. Are they feeling a little frisky? House Democrats and their allies are planning a week-long assault on the GOP proposed budget plan. What? What? They're hoping to kill an impending vote on budget cuts and highlight internal division within the Republican conference. Buoyed by a series of recent victories scuttling the administration's Social Security overhaul to securing a staffing change on the House Ethics Committee, Democrats hope to build public discontent with the cuts through a series of coordinated floor speeches, what? Press events, what? And a mock hearing led by the House Budget Committee's top Democrat. What you say? What you say? Representative John Spratt, could eat no fat, ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee, plans to hold a mock hearing tomorrow. The caucus's most senior members, such as Charlie Rangel, George Miller, John Dingell, will participate in the hearing, which will take place in one of the rooms on the Capitol controlled by Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Headlining the event will be Georgetown University freshman Reggie Douglas, a former member of his high school's NAACP board, will talk about how the proposed budget measures will affect him personally. Also will be representatives from different groups addressing the potential cuts from child support to agricultural programs and to Medicaid. Well, it's about time. At the mock hearings, Democrats plan to argue that the spending cuts will be used to fund tax cuts rather than reduce the deficit. Well, yeah. They're going to talk about cuts in student loans, cuts in child support, cuts in food stamps. Check it out. Also, members of the Hispanic Caucus, the Asian Pacific American Caucus, the Black Caucus will hold an event on the Capitol steps to talk about the Republicans' misplaced priorities.
Delegate Eleanor Holmes, yay, Eleanor Holmes Knowlton, and members of the caucus 30-something working group are planning to serve lunch in a school in Washington to call attention to the Republicans' planned cuts in the school lunch program. Ain't that some stuff? Representative George Miller, he's been on the show before a couple of times, will host a conference call for reporters with a Wisconsin student who's poised to lose student financial aid under the GOP plan. On the floor, check this out, Representative Frank Pallone, Democrat from New Jersey, plans to coordinate a series of one-minute and special order speeches throughout the week lambasting the budget plan. Well, go on, all right now. And according to Pelosi, these morning message points from last Thursday, Democrats will tie the budget cuts to the plight of Hurricane Katrina survivors. About time. About time. Right, let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes. I do want to point this out, though. The win in New Jersey. The win in New Jersey is a big deal because the person that won the governorship in New Jersey, the Republican said, no, Georgie, no, boy, Georgia, I don't think I want you to come and campaign for me. I don't even know if he took his call. But Corazon is the Democrat that won. He was a United States senator, decided he wanted to be the governor of New Jersey. You know what? He was one of the few Democrats that voted against the war. He was one of the few Democrats that took principled stands, principled liberal stances throughout his entire career as a United States senator. And they ran against George Bush in Jersey, and George Bush lost significantly. He ran against Karl Rove. He ran against Dick Cheney. He ran against George Bush. He ran against, we are Democrats, they are Republicans. Those were his words, not mine. His words. Virginia, a bit of a mixed message. We took the middle of the road and people like us. Type of Democrats. So I ain't impressed with that. But they won nevertheless. And George Bush did go to Virginia. How'd that work out for the Republicans? How'd that work? And also, I will say this, out of Virginia, the new governor of the state of Virginia does not believe in the death penalty. He was attacked for that, and he won despite it. So that's a good thing. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Yes.
May I read a public service announcement, please?
Okay.
The Friends of the Julia Davis Branch St. Louis Public Library is sponsoring a celebration of Dr. Davis' birthday month with a presentation by Priscilla A. Dowden, Ph.D., Associate Professor of History, University of Missouri, St. Louis. And it's Sunday, November the 20th, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Julia Davis Branch Library at 4415 Natural Bridge. It's free and open to the public. And she will be talking about CPAS, the differences to the fundamentals, racial cooperation with the St. Louis League of Women Voters, 1920 to 1946. And thank you so much, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. Please don't forget that this weekend, Saturday at 10 a.m. at 4919 North Union, volunteers for the St. Louis Second Annual Wake Up Call Carver House Blanket Drive. We're meeting. We are taking this time to come together, get our assignments, get our T-shirts, get started for, get prepared for our blanket drive. Please, all of you out there, start getting your blankets. It's going to be cold tonight. As a reminder of what it is that we need to do, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive, November 18th and November 19th. Bring your blankets by the station. Bring your blankets by Carver House on November 18th and 19th. But the meeting for our volunteers, Saturday, 10 a.m., 4919 North Union. Be there. I'm Liz Brown. I'll see you on Saturday at 10 a.m.
And that brings to the end this hour. That's all right. We got three more good hours coming straight at you. Straight at you. Next hour, of course, Peter Downs, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. We have much to talk about there. What a hoot! What a hoot! What I've heard! Oh, I can't help myself. Craig Williams was singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You don't know trouble yet. You don't know trouble yet. We'll be talking about that. Poor, pitiful Craig, C-R-E-G, Williams. And the next hour, we'll be talking about that and much more. Stay with me.
Shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
Saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. Democrats pull out two major victories, winning gubernatorial races in New Jersey and Virginia. ABC's political director Mark Halpern says Republicans are most worried about the loss in Virginia.
They say that in a state like that, the Republican candidate should have done better, and they're worried that President Bush, who visited at the last minute and campaigned, wasn't the kind of asset that they've come to expect him to be. They want him to recover politically so next year he can energetically campaign for Republican candidates and help them all over the country. That's at least the Republican hope.
In California, a major defeat for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, voters in the state rejecting his ballot proposals to slow state spending.
I even want to thank the people who were so passionately vocal against us. I guess I didn't do a good enough job to convince them otherwise.
On the mayoral side, voters in New York, Boston, Houston, and Atlanta re-electing incumbent mayors. Former 60 Minutes producer Mary Mapes, who was fired by CBS, still standing behind a controversial report that accused President Bush of getting special treatment during his days with the National Guard. She admits to ABC's Brian Ross she's seen as the person who brought down Dan Rather.
Oh, probably. I think that's an unfair characterization, but I think right now I am.
Mapes, the only one fired. Three others were asked to resign. Chinese authorities getting word that terrorists could be planning an attack on luxury hotels in China.
U.S. Embassy officials here say they received the warning from Chinese police that Islamic extremists could be planning to attack 4- and 5-star hotels in China next week. President Bush is due to visit China next weekend. The U.S. Embassy will not say whether the threat is connected to the president's visit.
ABC's Jim Sciutto in Shanghai. More sex on TV, almost twice as much, according to a new study. The study by the Kaiser Family Foundation also finding that kids are influenced by what they watch. The study measuring everything from a kiss to intercourse. This is ABC News.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Sam's Club makes holiday entertaining easier, and you can find out how at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club. Drop by anytime Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th, between 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., or Sunday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. to enjoy delectable items like cooked shrimp, spiral sliced ham, pumpkin cheesecake, and more. Save time and money, and depend on Sam's Club for your holiday entertaining.
Parents and students are still in shock in Tennessee after a student shoots and kills Campbell County High School's assistant principal.
I think it's a tragedy, sad situation. Just need to pray for the families of the people.
It's crazy, and it's pretty bad when we can't even come to school because it's so dangerous now.
The 15-year-old suspect has been arrested. The U.S. Army wanting to meet its goal, sponsoring a NASCAR event in hopes of attracting recruits. Lieutenant General Robert Van Antwerp says it's working.
At an event like this, we will get about 2,000 leads. And on the whole, about 40,000 leads where we are getting young people ages 17 to 24 that want to come talk to a recruiter. So it's good.
After a string of publicity faux pas, Tom Cruise replacing his sister with a leading public relations firm. I'm Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Reporting WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colston. This report of WGNU News is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. In the news this morning, a $13 million bond issue gets the green light from St. Louis City voters with yesterday's overwhelming passage of Proposition 1. Ed Martin, the chairman of the St. Louis City Board of Elections, says the bond issue will fund crucial improvements to the city's radio system.
Talking about emergency services and other communication between agencies. You know, after 9/11, it became abundantly clear to everyone about the importance of that communications network.
Along with the upgrade to emergency communications, Martin says some of the bond funding will go toward work on roads, bridges, and the city's flood wall. Democrat Jane Begetto will be the new state representative in Missouri's 94th district. Begetto garnered more than 57% of the vote and defeated Republican Moira Byrd. Begetto says she ran on her opposition to Governor Matt Blunt's Medicaid cuts, and that's one area where she wants to help bring sensibility to Jefferson City.
It's not fiscally responsible what they've done. Not only is it morally wrong, but it's fiscally irresponsible. So I want to work to hopefully restore some of those Medicaid cuts.
Begetto is the first Democrat in 58 years to represent the 94th District, which covers most of Kirkwood and part of Sunset Hills. She'll finish the unexpired term of the late Representative Richard Byrd. And just one day after the 2005 elections, thoughts are already turning to next year's Senate election. A new poll shows Missouri's candidates for Senate are running neck and neck. Fritz Wenzel, the director of the communications for Zogby Interactive Poll, says Republican incumbent Senator Jim Talent has 47% of the vote, and as his opponent, Democratic State Auditor Claire McCaskill, has 46%.
McCaskill leads in the large cities by a fairly large margin, 56-38%. The two candidates are tied in smaller cities around Missouri, but Talent leads in the suburbs by double digits, and he leads substantially in the rural areas of the state.
Wenzel says the results of the poll are very surprising, given the fact that the election is still a year away and Talent is an incumbent. 10% of the 788 voters polled said they were undecided on who to vote for in the election. Environmental cleanup's underway, and construction is expected to begin soon on a new casino in Lemay. Ground was broken yesterday on the new $375 million River City Casino and Hotel. Mac Bradley, a spokesperson for Pinnacle Entertainment, says the name of the new casino describes the complex perfectly.
It sits on 80 acres of land along the Mississippi River. It'll truly be a city unto itself. There's a casino and a hotel. There's a retail component and a 27-acre park, a skating rink, and a bowling alley and a movie theater.
The casino portion of the complex will feature 3,000 slot machines and more than 60 gaming tables. Construction on the site is expected to be completed in 2008. And that's a check of WGNU News, brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil changed for only $9.95. Ends December 16th. Reporting WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Eastbound 40, last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that maintenance operations have that exit ramp closed. You can use 11th Street or 14th Street to get around the construction area. Southbound 55 between Rivers Barracks and Lindbergh, look for construction work, having the two right lanes closed. Northbound 55 between 270 and Loughborough, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Mraz Overpass, very heavy volume this hour. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, heavy volume there as well. Eastbound 70 from Mid-Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge is running smoothly. Northbound 270 at Sappington and 44, you can expect slow traffic. Westbound 255 from Coke to Lee May Ferry, expect normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79, look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSP. Stop and go traffic already in your 7 a.m. commute. Westbound 64 between Ball Avenue and the 5570 split, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow, ramping off of the 5570 split, then heavy all the way through the Missouri Bank. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic there. In both directions, 141 at Bowles and Gravoy. Road maintenance operations have one lane closed. Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is also closed for maintenance work. Route 30 at Summit, the bridge maintenance operations has the left lane closed. Bermuda north of 70, they're widening that roadway, and so you can expect restrictions there. Kineland at Natural Bridge, look for construction. Work crews are also widening that roadway to four lanes. Old Halls Ferry between Dunn and Whisper Lake Drive, they're also widening roadway there. That is the look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. McDonald's, start your day with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, partly sunny, breezy, not quite as warm. The high will only be around 65. For this evening, mainly clear with a low around 40. Thursday, sunny most of the day with a high around 60. Thursday evening, look forward to clear skies with a low around 35. Then for Friday, mostly sunny, but the high will only be around 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 66 degrees, so we've reached the high for today. Lambert Field is reporting 68 under cloudy skies as well. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call at St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake-Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. Did you know that the Defense Department has a program going to access the privacy of young people ages 16 to 25? This database will have personal information about 30 million people to determine if they might be candidates to join the military. Age, sex, do they own a phone, race, religion, and income are just some of the info on file. This is in direct violation of the Privacy Act established to limit the government's use of such information. We'll take a look at this controversial measure with Nancy Talanian, Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you.
people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you get that?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, 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 welcome to St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown, and I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine this morning. You?
I'm very good. I'm very, very, very good. As I said on my break, on my way in to this show, poor Craigers, huh? Poor Craigers, C-R-E-G Williams, Mr. $300,000 a year, never been a superintendent anywhere before in his life, was talking about how he's been beat up on. How's that possible? How do you feel the blows of $300,000 a year? You know, and you were brought here by folks that want to keep you here. How do you feel that?
I don't know that. He's got a lot of padding there with $300,000,
I think so.
To protect you from blows.
I think so.
But yes, last Thursday he had his revival tent meeting at Rashan. And he talked about, he started off half an hour. He can talk a good game. Talk for half an hour about how he's been beaten up since he come to St. Louis.
Nobody knows the troubles that Craig has seen, huh?
That's right. So he says he's just like the black community in St. Louis. He's
been
beaten
on.
Now
he's all about the black community. When it was the white power structure that brought him here, the white power structure that came up with this obscene amount of money to pay him, someone that's never been a superintendent before. In fact, the white power structure is the one, what was that phrase, Peter, about the dog that Vince Shammel used to describe him?
Pups, dog, good dogs have good pups.
Good dogs
like
have good pups, talking about Craig Williams. So now all of a sudden he's about the black community. Continue. How did he make that connect with the black community?
No real specifics. Mm-hmm. Just talking about how he's been beaten on since he's got here 7 months ago.
And I guess who are the people that have beaten on him that are outside of the black community? Who's been beating on him?
Yeah, I don't know. We talked on the show when he came.
Mm-hmm.
There was almost a universal feeling of hope when he came to the district.
Mm-hmm. Well, not from this show, but from outside of this show, I knew.
You didn't share that.
No,
We talked about that.
We talked about it. I didn't share any hope
in
it.
And I told you about the teachers were all hopeful, principals were hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who had been beaten on the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
the 2 years before he came, were very hopeful that things were going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about, you know, let's give him a few months, see how he does. And you thought I was being too lax on it.
Uh-huh. And how'd he turn out for us?
And, yeah, I think that mood of hope, that mood of confidence in him really lasted until his first budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there people saw his budget had a lot of cuts and things that people thought were important. He spent 20 minutes at the school board meeting there lashing out at critics of his budget, saying it was all rumors and they were all wrong. And then when it came time to present it, all those supposed rumors turned out to be true, and he just said, oh, that was a mistake in the budget. You aren't looking at the right budget. You know, school board members, that's not what we're doing now.
And I guess when I'm hearing that, Peter, it appears to be a consistent pattern of Craig, and that is to present this front that we're all in it together and that everything's going to be fine, because it is almost as if it's some kind of preacher persona that he brings to his presentation, that trust me, I'm the minister, trust me, I'm the pastor, I'm going to do right for you, people bite, because some people are full of hope and are willing to give folks a chance, buy into that, and then just like crooked preachers or just like crooked people within the church community, when it comes down to it, he's doing what he needs to do. It's about him and about what he wants to do or about what he's being told to do.
Yeah, I think that that's the case, and there have been a lot of examples, again, since that budget,
mm-hmm.
where he's put out plans or numbers that some of the board members or people in the community have criticized, and then he responds,
mm-hmm.
this kind of thing, what are you attacking me for? Oh, no, those are all rumors. That's mm-hmm. not true. And when the actual numbers are presented, it's like, oh, that's a mistake. That's a computer glitch. It's mm-hmm. become a famous saying of his, you know. That's a computer. That's a mistake.
Dog ate my homework. It's $300,000 man is giving us a dog ate my homework explanation for stuff that's fully his responsibility, fully under his control, and fully his issues.
Yes. Yes.
So and I want to get back to this pep rally church revival fake thing about at Vashon about the issues of students and violence at Vashon. One of the things that you wrote about, one of the things that he said, one of the things that has been reported on with Craig Williams is when he came here, he said what. Fantastic fake preacher. He says, I'm going to make sure that the people are going to be heard. The people have not had a chance to participate in this. They've been kept out of the process. We're going to connect the community with the St. Louis Public School Board. So at this meeting, he talks for 30 minutes straight talking about how much he's suffered while he's been here. How many minutes did the community have to respond to him?
There was 30 minutes for questions.
And how many people were there?
It was a standing room only crowd.
And a lot of the people that were there were ordered to be there from 801.
Yes, yes.
So we had people that came to the mic and talked, and a lot of them were connected with the schools because there were a lot of people that would just say wonderful things about him when they got to the mic.
Yes.
And then the people that wanted to actually talk about some things never had a chat. How do you have a standing room only crowd of people that are in there about a very serious issue of Vashon, and you only give them 30 minutes to talk? And most of that time is eaten up by people that you've put in the audience to say nice things about you.
Well, you don't really get involvement from the community then. And, you know, anybody who has worked in, you know, at all with community groups trying to solve problems,
mm-hmm.
know that at the start, you got to give a lot of time for people to vent, a lot of time for people to talk about their perception of the problem,
mm-hmm.
and what they think needs to be done before you start moving towards a common ground of what you're all going to do.
Or closing the meeting off. Because I know that all three, I know that Craig Williams, I know that, what's the failed principal at Vashon, Floyd Irons.
He has been principal there for a couple of years.
But he was the failed principal of Vashon because yeah. it wasn't.
He was there under Roberti.
Under Roberti and kissed by Roberti as I recall. And also we had Demetrius Johnson also all three of them had time to go and hang out at a restaurant right after the meeting for quite a long time, but they didn't. But Craig Williams didn't have the opportunity to let people talk, and I think that that's problematic because there are people that called me, Liz, you're not going to believe who's sitting here short right after the meeting. They had time to go hang out at a restaurant. It wasn't like he had to go to a meeting. He went straight from Vashon to a restaurant and hung at a restaurant when they should have given citizens the opportunity to talk. It wasn't like he had to go to a meeting. I know because somebody called me from the restaurant. So they were there at a restaurant. That's why you listen to the show, because you find out what people are, you know, St. Louis is a small town. So we had this meeting. People didn't have an opportunity to speak. What was the plan? What's the plan?
He presented, a four-part plan.
Before you go any further with that, what parents sat down and helped him come up with the plan? What teachers sat down and helped him come up with the plan? Because, again, Craig Williams is getting $300,000, has never been a superintendent in his life. Where did he get the help, and where was the community participation in this plan?
I'm not aware of any. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that he didn't ask Floyd, say, Floyd, get me a parent to talk to. You know, it doesn't mean that he didn't talk to any parents, but there wasn't a reaching out through the schools, through parent-teacher organizations, right, for input in what should be done here. The teachers have been saying for years we need in-school suspension.
Mm-hmm. Was that part of the plan?
That is not part of the plan. He's been promising since August we were going to have in-school suspension. He announced at the school board meeting last night that it started Monday.
But it's not in the plan.
But it's, no.
It's not. I mean, there's nowhere in writing, because it appears every time that Craig says something, we need to get it in writing. And even if it's in writing, it can be ignored. But at least we can hold it up. How do we know that is happening? Do we?
What, that in-school suspension is happening?
Uh-huh.
No, I did talk to teachers in different schools who
said,
yes, this 2 days ago, it started in their schools.
Okay. What about teachers asking for and parents asking for the simplest solution to this? I mean, because it's a multi-level solution to what's going on in Vashon. Alternative schools. Have we talked about opening up any of our alternative schools that we closed down?
Now, my information is that he actually did take to the board in executive session last night a proposal to reopen an alternative school,
mm-hmm.
and the school board shot him down.
He's in control, right? He's in control of the board. Wait a minute, because that feels fake to me. That feels really fake to me. Is he now going to start flipping the script, as the kids say, and trying to blame the board for him? So he's going to bring things to the board, and the board who brought him here, the board that said pay him $300,000, the board that referred to him as his pup, brought him here, and Francis Slay and all of those people aren't going to do what he wants them to do? Come on. Feels kind of fake, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I didn't hear this from him. All right. And I guess in a way, he does try and flip the switch. And one side or the other is fake. I'll let the listeners judge that. You know, he goes before the meeting at Vashon. He sets it up. His press release talks about how I am going to respond. It's how Craig Williams, as an individual, is going to respond to discipline problems in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Not the school district.
Mm-hmm.
Not the school board. In fact, he doesn't even take the meeting to the school board, tell him he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He proposed a plan that he has not taken to the school board.
Mm-hmm. And apparently not taken to, we don't know if he's taken to parents, we don't know if he's taken to teachers. We don't know where this came from, quite frankly.
Right. But it's very much this, like I said, revival meeting, it's I'm in charge, trust me, I'm going to do this, I'm in charge. Then the story is, he went back to the school board with a piece of that plan, alternative education,
mm-hmm.
and they told him no.
That's what the word is.
That's what the word is.
How would we ever know that that's true or not? How do we know that he took it to them? How do we know that they said no? What's the evidence of that? The lawyer in me asked, what's the evidence? What's the evidence of that?
No, I
there is no.
This is just a testimony. I said a testimony. This is not even testimony. It's not a. But this is what a school board member told me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. It is just, it's interesting and somewhat amusing to hear Craig, $300,000 a year employee, talk about the plans that he has for the school district and that he's going to be in charge of that. What ownership has Craig taken of the place where we are with our numbers? Because on last week's show, we talked about, Peter, about all of the points that this district has lost and the incredible numbers that were submitted on Craig Williams' watch to the state about our dropout rates. The news has changed since we last had a conversation. In fact, a few hours after you got off the air, there was an edict coming down from the state. Talk to us about how the numbers magically reappeared.
That's right. On after the show, the same day as our show, later in that day, the state changed the numbers for the dropout rate.
Now, let's...
And those numbers had been up because our show was, November 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers had been up then for 4 or 5 days. They're posted October 28th.
Mm-hmm. And we did a show, and we talked about how insane these numbers were. Break down just a few of them, if you have them off your head, of what the numbers for the dropout rate were. It was just crazy.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Saying that the dropout rate that at schools had the year before had been 22%, and it was down to 5%.
And let's do some numbers. Like Beaumont went from 200 and plus dropouts
to 50
dropouts.
Right. Vachon went from something like 248 to 48.
And Manatee Washington went from...
Went from 12 to zero.
To zero. So, I mean, the numbers were just insane. But the interesting thing about the numbers is that when they calculated the numbers, that kept the school district from doing what?
That kept the school district from losing points on their annual performance review, which is a snapshot of where they would be if accreditation was being done.
Because if you kept the fake numbers, and these are the numbers that the district submitted. Craig Williams submitted these numbers to the state. The state just didn't pull these numbers out of the air. These were the numbers that Craig Williams sent up to the state.
The state pulls their numbers from the information the district sends up.
Absolutely. So as a result of the calculation of these numbers, if the state had bought the lie that was sent to them, then the city of St. Louis would have been in the same place that it was the year before.
That's right.
Under Roberti. They wouldn't have lost any points at all.
That's right.
So that's how important the reconfiguration of those numbers were. Well, the state didn't buy it. The state did the same thing to them that they did to Wellston, saying, no, we don't believe these numbers. We're redoing them. And when they redid them, what did they come – first of all, how did they redo them? What did they do to get the real numbers? Or did they just dismiss them?
I don't know. I don't know what they did. They supposedly reanalyzed the data, found mistakes. They posted new numbers up there. Many times higher, showing the dropout rate sharply increased last year. And really, since Hammonds was here, the dropout rate has almost doubled.
Mm. And that's one of the interesting things that Craig Williams is saying. Craig Williams is trying to actually make light of the dropout rate, isn't he?
There are a lot of problems that I think Craig Williams is trying to make light of. And I heard comments from some teachers who were there who... and they talk about the audience applauding Craig making these statements when he's actually dismissing the problem. And the dropout rate is one. The dropout rate has always been here, he says.
It hasn't.
Under Hammonds, had gone down from around 33%, and he got it down to about 8%. And now it's up over 15%.
And that's been in three lousy years.
In three lousy years,
our dropout rate has more than doubled.
Almost doubled. A little less than doubled.
And Craig Williams is saying out his mouth, the problem has always been there. And I think the thing that I think that is so amazingly devious and calculated and strategical is that Craig Williams is doing the same thing that he accused white people of doing. He is getting people to buy into their racist expectation of black kids. by saying that the dropout rate has already always been there. He's appealing to people's racist understanding that these kids have no value anyway, when the reality is that their dropout rate was 8% under Cleveland Hammonds 3 years ago.
And there's a similar appeal to saying we need to accept substandard schools,
yes.
Substandard facilities.
Yes, and from a $300,000, from a man who, and let's be clear, a man who held out, he wasn't going to take anything, he wasn't going to take a salary less than $300,000, but he wants us to accept substandard expectations for our children. He demanded, he held out for $300,000,
yes, he did.
But he's not going to hold out for our children, hold out high expectations for our children. That's despicable. I see you all on the line. I see we have a school board member on the line. We will get to all of you all after we take this break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the St. Louis Schools Watch. I am here with Peter Downs. Much more coming at you. Stay with us.
Second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy at our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dixon for Room 209. Where Dixon reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 34 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Southbound 55 at Rivas Barracks in Lindbergh. Construction work has two right lanes closed. Northbound 55 between Green Park and Bates. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Mraz. Look for no problems there. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, you've got heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Big Bend, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 between K and 79, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 from 141 all the way to Mason, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 55-70 split from 64 on the PSB, look for stop-and-go. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue in the 55-70 split, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way to Cleese Landing is still slow. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, it is slow there as well. New Halls Ferry, north of Vail, there's a report of an accident in front of Hazelwood Central High School, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Stop by Ashley Furniture Home Stores' grand opening event for great deals and no interest till 2009. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood, South County, and now O'Fallon, Missouri. Stop by today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, partly sunny, breezy, not quite as warm, high around 65. This evening, clear with a low around 40. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 60. And Friday, mostly sunny once again with a high near 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under cloudy skies, we have 67 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting partly cloudy skies and 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is, good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from LaCrease School, second grade, from 409. Miss Liz, I had a good time with you. Miss Liz, our class is watching Roots. Kunta Kinte knows his roots. His mother name is Dita, and his father name is Amaru. Kinta has dignity. Have a good summer. This is Amir Muhammad from Room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm here with Peter Downs. I'm Liz Brown. Let's get to a school board member that we have waiting on the line, Veronica O'Brien. Veronica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Liz. How
okay.
are you?
Fine. What propelled you to call the St. Louis Public Schools Watch this morning?
I was listening to it, and you posed a question that Peter was unable to answer. And the question was, who are the individuals that, who are some of the other individuals that were beating up on Craig, not cutting him any slack? And I wanted to be the first to let you know that one of the individuals that he is speaking of is Board Member Veronica O'Brien.
And what are some of the issues? Because Veronica, at one time, you were supportive of Craig Williams.
I have been very supportive of Craig Williams. I have attempted, like everyone else, including yourself, we wanted to bring a superintendent in here that would be able to serve and accomplish the goals that we were asking him for, and that is to teach our children. And I gave him some time. I've been very, very supportive. I spoke highly of him, as you know, on record I have. And the issues that I think he's having with me is nothing's happening. All we get is a tabernacle meeting.
A tabernacle.
A lot of talk. We get a lot of talk. We get him talking about himself, and he doesn't accomplish anything other than what the four want. And when they tell him not to do something, he doesn't do it, and he won't stand up to him. When I stand up to him, or another board member stands up to him and says, this is not, you know, the program, this isn't how it should be done, he goes after us. And you're right, apparently they did have a meeting at Gary's. He went and had a strategy meeting at Gary's with DJ and Floyd Earns, and I guess DJ's sister, who he put in charge of the PHL, So it should be interesting, I guess.
So, and I guess the point I want to underscore again, Veronica, is that the reason why I don't care where anybody, I don't mind anybody going to a restaurant after a meeting, but a person that is getting paid $300,000 and with the crisis that is impacting Vashon High School, when there were dozens of parents there that wanted to talk to Craig Williams, for him to cut the public conversation off so that he could run and have dinner at a restaurant, it's problematic, and people need to look hard at that about what type of superintendent that you are. I mean, I think that's fair, don't you?
I think that's very fair.
So it's not like he's going out to have dinner anyplace. He should have stayed there and listened to, it sounds like the St. Louis parents are Craig Williams, Cindy Sheehan. He's running from the public who wants to talk to him and get explanations about what he's doing.
Yep.
Well, here's what I'd like, Veronica. I would like for you to continue to keep us apprised of the issues that are coming up and the issues that Craig Williams is failing on, because there are so many. I mean, you as a school board member must be terrified at the fact that, what's the number, Peter? Where are we now?
We're down to 39.
39.
And I was terrified last year, Liz. I mean, it's just getting worse.
It is getting worse.
Nothing's happening, and we just keep paying people. They're not accountable, and they hide behind the board, who has the few that have the majority of votes, and say they won't let me do it.
Thank you very much for your call,
Thank
Veronica.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Take care. And one of the things that I think that we really need to, I know that there are other callers that want to get to us, but I had to take that call, and I want to get back to Peter just for a second, because what's also amazing, besides what did Veronica call it, the tabernacle meeting that Craig Williams has, was there a tabernacle meeting on the extraordinary four-month report that Channel 5 did on Sodexo and the state of the schools that our babies are in? Did he have a tabernacle meeting on
it? No, he did not.
The school board didn't discuss it last night. Break it down for our audience of what this four-month report by Channel 5 on the physical conditions that our babies are put in. We've talked about on this show a lot.
Yes. In fact, many of the schools they reported on are schools that we've talked about for the last year or 2 years.
There you go.
These aren't new things.
There you go.
So they talked about, but they went in there and they looked at work orders. So Pierre Laclede, paint chipping, plaster falling from walls, work order in there for more than a school year, for more than 200 days.
These are Sodexo multi-million-dollar contracts that this school board handed out to Sodexo and got rid of our custodians, right?
Yes. Got rid of our custodians, got rid of our maintenance people.
Mm.
It says Sodexo will take care of this all better, is what they said. So Pierre Laclede was a school. Beaumont was stone masonry crumbling from the front of the building. Bryant Hill School, again, walls that are crumbling, water damage, plaster's crumbling, lead paint dust
everywhere,
spreading from those walls.
McKinley. Pigeon droppings on the fourth floor, diseases connected with the pigeon droppings. And what was the school board's response?
Well, the school board said nothing. There was actually an interesting part on tape there where Channel 5 asked the chief operations officer,
Gary Huey,
who gets $180,000 a year.
So nearly $200,000.
$200,000 a year. And they asked him, are you aware of the diseases the pigeon droppings carry? And that can be spread from the dropping dust. And they named some. And he said, I wasn't aware of it.
I'll be damned. He gets almost $200,000 a year. Bird feces on the fourth floor of a school. And he says, I wasn't aware of that. And the school board... And then I guess, Peter, this is what the problem is. It's the contempt that Craig Williams and this school board has for parents and students in the St. Louis public schools. Because in any other district, they would be rushing to tell parents, we fixed the problem. We fixed the problem. They have such contempt and loathing for us that who cares? Paint, lead poisoning, who cares? Pigeon diseases, who cares? Crumbling schools, who cares?
Yeah, and Thursday night at that meeting at Vashon, Craig Williams brought up the physical state of the school.
What did he say?
And he says, we've had this for years. He said, you all went to school in these schools. Let's stop this nonsense.
And see, here is, that is the devious racism that he is asking people to buy into, that kids that go to these schools ain't never had crap. You know, so shut up and take the crap that you're giving, because your schools ain't never been crap, and quit complaining about that. Because that's what that message is.
Oh, that is that message. That message would never float in a Clayton or Ladue or Rock Hill school district.
And he wouldn't bring it to him. These schools ain't crap. And just take it. We're going to take a break. We're going to take this break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'm here with Peter Downs. This is not the Wake Up. It's a component of the Wake Up Call, the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. We'll be back.
This is Casey Marshall calling you from Laclede School, room 209. Miss Liz, I love the African necklace. I wore it to Red Lobster. I wish I could go with you to Ghana. Miss Liz, you are the best and one of a kind. Miss Liz, this is Casey Marshall from room 209, where dignity reigns supreme.
Hey, baby.
Have a great summer. Love you.
Love you.
This hour's World News Update can be heard in its entirety this same time next week.
Did you know that the Defense Department has a program going to access the privacy of young people ages 16 to 25? This database will have personal information about 30 million people to determine if they might be candidates to join the military. Age, sex, do they own a phone, race, religion, and income are just some of the info on file. This is in direct violation of the Privacy Act established to limit the government's use of such information. We'll take a look at this controversial measure with Nancy Talanian, Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate Building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual Blanket Drive t-shirt as a thank you.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Please. This is Taylor Mitchell calling you from a clean school. Second grade room 209. Miss Liz, I'm having a great year. I love you. I love the beautiful necklace, African necklace that you gave me. Miss Liz, did you ever know that you're my hero? You are the best I ever know, just like my teacher. Because you are the star of my eyes, just like my teacher. I'm in room 209 where dignity reigns supreme. Have a happy summer. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Liz Brown here with Peter Downs. Let's get to some of our anxious callers. Earl, you have a question or comment?
Welcome back.
Earl.
Earl.
Earl?
Yes. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Yeah, you were missing in action there for a second. What's on your mind, Earl?
Miss Liz Brown, you know, I hear the complaints coming from your radio show, and I agree with some of them, you know. But also, you know, I would like to place, not me, but I wish that you would, you know, try to recruit, you know, try to bring out some of the parents, or should I say, place some of the blame on the parents, you know, for not participating, you know, not coming to the school meetings. You know, it's just like where I live at, we have this here block unit, and when we have our meetings, you know, there's like 5 or 7 people there.
I think that, Earl, I think that one of the things that you have to do, and thanks for your call, Earl.
Thank you very much.
All right. Peter, one of the things that, how do you get parents to meetings? How do you get parents involved? What are some of the things that are done to get parents involved? And what is the school district doing to reach out to parents?
Well, what some other school districts do, I'll do the first part of the question first. What some other school districts do and what is similar to what neighbor organizations do, unions, when they try and get members involved, they personally reach out to members one by one.
Absolutely.
To talk to them and say, we need your involvement. We need your input. We want to know what you want to say here.
Absolutely. And this district, I mean, if we look at the meeting that was much ballyhooed, that plenty of people from 801 came to, parents came to about what's going on in Vishon, and when parents actually took the time out to come and wanted to talk, Craig Williams left them standing cold and ran to a restaurant to kick it and to, you know, to put some sustenance in himself. So it's a two-way street, and parents came out, but Craig Williams, $300,000 a year we're paying him, and he ran off to a restaurant to go kick it while parents still had stuff that they wanted to say.
And, you know, parents don't want to come out to be preached to.
There you go.
Say something. They got preached to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they get preached to all the time.
Mm-hmm. And that's the game that a lot of people, but there are far too many administrators and some teachers that take advantage of that with parents. They try to intimidate parents or just talk at parents like they know so much more than a parent. And that's why some parents are even intimidated to come to schools, because they don't feel that they are going to be respected as human beings, or their thoughts or their concerns are going to be taken seriously.
Right, right. I mean, even in parent-teacher conferences, just an example, because mm-hmm. two different types of teachers I've seen. One type will say to the parent, you know, this is going on, you know, why do you think this is, what can we do about it,
mm-hmm.
and actually have a conversation
mm-hmm.
about how to improve a student's
mm-hmm.
Grades or behavior or whatever. Another type of teacher will say, well, you know, it's the parent's responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're with the child more hours a day than the parent is.
Right.
You
right.
know, you are.
And that parent isn't coming back for another conference with that teacher. They don't need somebody to just tell them, it's your fault, it's your responsibility.
It's a two-way street. I believe that parents should be involved, absolutely. But I also believe that if you're getting paid $300,000 a year, if a district can afford to pay a guy who's never been a superintendent anywhere else on the face of the earth $300,000 a year, they can afford $10,000 a month to send out notices to every parent about meetings. They could hold town hall meetings and phone parents and call parents. They could reach out to the teachers union and have the teachers union get the teachers to call the parents. All kinds of things can be done. If we are a district that is so wealthy that can afford to pay a guy who's never been a superintendent anywhere else in the United States $300,000 a year, we can afford to reach out to some parents. Don't you think?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Let's get to some of the other callers. Yes, you've been holding on.
Ms. Brown, the truth will set you free. I want you to know, want you and Peter to know that I guess Veronica's the saddest smell of the coffee at least, but I hope she hangs in there. But the school board, St. Louis schools are not going anywhere until you get rid of Darnetta Clinsdale, Ron Jackson, Bob Archibald, and Vince Shamer. They have destroyed that district, wasted money. When I saw that report, when I saw that fourth floor pigeon dropping, Miss Brown, my mouth dropped. I said, this is horrible. This will never happen out in Clayton. And one more thing, Miss Brown, I want you and Peter to know that Roberti and Alvarez down New Orleans, Louisiana, things are not going so well with him. I want you to know, Peter and Miss Brown, that the governor of Louisiana wants the state to take over the school. schools, because Roberti and Alvarez are down there trying to push charter schools. They want more government funding. And they show Roberti and Alvarez on TV saying how they had to get in there and retrieve the records before they got in the floods and stuff, and had to keep the dogs back. I want you to know things ain't working so well with them down there, Ms.
Thanks
Brown.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400. Andre, quickly, please.
Hey, good morning to both of you. This is an example not only of his loathing for the parents, but it's self-loathing.
Mm.
How is it that a black man is going to talk to these black parents about their black children in such a disdainful way? I wouldn't give a damn if I went to school in an outhouse. I'd want my child to have a better facility.
And isn't that contemptuous? Doesn't make you want to spit? That is just foul beyond belief that he would look parents in the face and say some stuff like that. Well, your schools have always been like this.
You look at them and vomit your self-hatred on them. And as far as blame is concerned, yes, when a person is getting that kind of salary, I believe he's the highest paid in the country.
In the country.
When you're getting that kind of salary, the blame belongs on you, first and foremost. It starts with you. Does he even have a teaching certificate, I want to know?
Don't know. Thanks for your call, Andre. Does he have a teaching certificate?
Yeah, he was a teacher in Chicago.
Okay.
He wouldn't have a teaching certificate here in Missouri, but he was a teacher in Chicago before he became a principal and moved up.
So, Peter, what should we be looking towards?
Good question. Call me up.
I think that it's important to know that we had the school board meeting. What was not discussed at the school board meeting? What's coming up?
Next Thursday, there is a parent assembly meeting, and you'll have the curriculum director, the chief academic officer, and Judge Deborah Carnahan talking about No Child Left Behind laws.
All right, Peter Downs, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I will talk to you, we will see you, we will hear from you next Wednesday. Thank you so much.
See you next Wednesday.
All right, folks, I'll be back. Stay with me.
All over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellanta. An embarrassing night for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Voters rejecting all his ballot proposals to slow state spending. The governor blaming negative TV ads for the loss.
Californians believe that the state is on the wrong track. Californians believe that we need reform, we need change, but the people of California are sick and tired of all the fighting, and they're sick and tired of all those negative TV ads.
Activist Warren Beatty, who campaigned against the measures, poking fun at Schwarzenegger's trademark phrase.
Whether we win this thing or whether we lose it, I can assure you of one thing, and that one thing is this: we'll be back.
Democrats winning two contested governor's races. ABC's Ann Compton is at the White House finding out if they benefited from the Bush administration's troubles.
With his own job approval rating on the skids this fall, President Bush was not in high demand during the election, and the White House resists the suggestion that the Republican shutout is any measure of the president's own political capital. They say local races are won on local issues. And Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The U.S. Embassy in Beijing warning tourists and American citizens after getting word that terrorists are planning an attack on luxury hotels in China. ABC's Jim Sciutto is in Shanghai.
U.S. Embassy officials in Beijing say the warning applies to 4- and 5-star hotels in cities throughout China. They say Islamic extremists could be planning the attack in the next week. President Bush is due to visit Beijing next weekend, but U.S. officials will not say that the attack is connected to the president's visit.
ABC's Jim Sciutto. A quieter night in France after the country gives local officials the power to impose curfews. French officials are concerned the rioting in and around Paris that has been spreading for the last 2 weeks will affect tourism. This is ABC News.
all your life, you've been told to
aim higher.
But if you have high cholesterol, your doctor may tell you to
aim lower.
And if diet and exercise aren't enough, ask about prescription Crestor. Crestor with Suvastatin Calcium. The 10 milligram dose of Crestor along with diet can lower bad cholesterol by up to 52%. That's compared to 7% with placebo. Your results may vary. Crestor has not been shown to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. Crestor is not for everyone, including people with liver disease and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests are needed to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medications you're taking, or if you experience muscle pain or weakness, as they may be a sign of serious side effects. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal, or for more information, call 1-800-CRESTOR, or visit us at Crestor.com. There you'll also learn how AstraZeneca may be able to help if you can't afford your medications. If high cholesterol has your doctor saying, aim lower with Crestor.
Concerned about a bird flu pandemic, Vietnam gets the okay from the makers of Tamiflu to produce a generic version of the drug. In the coming days, KFC will have commercials ready to reassure customers that its chicken is safe to eat should there be a bird flu outbreak. There's a whole lot more sex on primetime TV, according to a new study.
70% of all shows on TV include some sexual content, according to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation. Excluding news programs, sporting events, and shows for children, the study found the average TV program has 5 sex scenes in it per hour. That said, the study also found, compared to 1998, there is more talk about safe sex, like using protection and the consequences of unprotected sex.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. One less person living on Wisteria Lane. The actor who plays the mysterious man chained in the basement on Desperate Housewives has been fired. The network not saying why, but reports say it was some form of misconduct. I'm Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News. This report of WGNU News is brought to you by McDonald's. Taking a look at the news, work is now underway on St. Louis County's new casino. Mac Bradley, a spokesperson for Pinnacle Entertainment, says the $375 million River City Casino and Hotel in Lima will be completed in 2008.
We'll do the environmental remediation first. We'll be building a new access road to the site along the River De Pere. And then once the environmental cleanup is finished, we'll start construction of the project itself.
Bradley says the new casino and hotel will be built in the style of 1870s St. Louis. In addition to slot machines and table games, the new complex will have a 100-room hotel, a spa, restaurants, a bowling alley, a movie theater, and an ice rink. In other news, a 6-year-old St. Louis girl remains hospitalized with critical injuries, and police are still looking for the hit-and-run driver who struck her. That was around 10 o'clock Monday night. The driver of a white Chevrolet Monte Carlo struck the child as she was crossing the street with her mother near Merrimack and Alexander in South St. Louis. The driver then fled the scene. In election news, Democrat Jane Begetto will be the new state representative in Missouri's 94th district. Begetto garnered more than 57% of the vote and defeated Republican Moira Byrd. Begetto's the first Democrat in 58 years to represent the 94th district, which covers most of Kirkwood and part of Sunset Hills. She'll finish the unexpired term of the late Representative Richard Byrd. And a $13 million bond issue gets the green light from St. Louis City voters with yesterday's overwhelming passage of Proposition 1. Some of the money from the bond issue will go toward improving the city's emergency radio system. Additional funds will be used for work on roads, bridges, and the city's flood wall. And finally, the Boy Scouts of America are kicking off their 21st annual Scouting for Food Drive. More than 40,000 Cub and Boy Scouts will go into communities in eastern Missouri and southern Illinois this Saturday to drop off more than 1 million collection bags. Jill Miller, a spokesperson for the Boy Scouts, says they're hoping to collect 2 million canned food items this year. People are asked to fill up the collection bags and leave them on their front porch for collection Saturday, November 19th. For more information, log on to www.scoutingforfood.com. That's WGNU News. This report brought to you by McDonald's. Make dinner easy with McDonald's. Their premium chicken sandwiches, chicken selects, and premium salads are all perfect for dinner. And now you can rent a movie with dinner, too. McDonald's. I'm loving it. Reporting WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Westbound 40 between Clayton Warson and Lindbergh, there's an accident that's been cleared to the right shoulder. However, there is a brief slowdown. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, the bridge maintenance operations have that exit ramp closed. You can use 11th Street or 14th Street to get around. Northbound 55 between Loughboro and 44, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, it is stop and go. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, you've got slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to 270, look for traffic to be flowing freely. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44, look for slow traffic. Westbound 255 from Coke to Lime Ferry, look for everything to be running smoothly. Eastbound 70 between K and 79, it is stop and go. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley is slow. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry all the way into West Florissant, look for very heavy volume this hour. Westbound 5570 split from Illinois 203 onto the PSB, look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 64th from 25th Street all the way into the 5570 split, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing, very heavy volume in your 8 a.m. commute. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow. In both directions, 141 between Bowles and Gravoy, look for road maintenance operations having one lane closed. Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is also closed due to maintenance work as well. In both directions, Highway 185 at Barbusse River Roadway, look for that's been reduced to one lane as a result of the bridge being reconstructed and it's underway. Eastbound 30 at Summit Road, look for bridge maintenance operations having the left lane closed. Bermuda north of 70, they're widening that road and it's underway, so restrictions are applicable this hour. Keeneland at Natural Bridge, look for road constructions widening that to four lanes. So use caution as you roll up into those areas. In both directions, over on the east side, Illinois 143 between 67 and Route 3, there's paving operations going on, and Bouchertown is closed between Fox Hill Road and Little Hills Expressway due to construction. Detour signs are in place. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer, and you'll get an oil change for just $9.95. That ends December 16th, so stop by today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, partly sunny, breezy, not quite as warm. The high will only be around 65. This evening, clear skies with a low around 40. For Thursday, sunny with a high around 60. Thursday evening, clear skies with a low around 40 again. And then on Friday, mostly sunny skies. However, the high will only be at 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny skies, we have 65 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 67 with some breeze and a very sunny sky. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake-Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Remember when New Orleans was flooded during Hurricane Katrina? Liz Brown was only one of a few people that asked the question, what happened to the prisoners that were locked away there? Here's the answer she got. And here's the latest update. We're pursuing this issue even further Thursday morning at 8 with Corinne Carey, researcher and lawyer for Human Rights Watch USA. Is it true that they were abandoned in their cells with no food as the floodwaters rose? Or worse? Be here Thursday morning at 8, exclusively on The Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that if you miss an hour, go get an hour at whiterosesociety.org. Our show, The Wake Up Call, is archived daily there. So if you miss an hour, go get your hour. Also, we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu. That means we're streamed, folks. You can catch us 24/7 on the World Wide Web or go to lizbrown.com. Ooh, Lord. We have done all kinds of shows, and some of the shows, all you can say at the end of them is, are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? And I don't know. I think that there are Democrats out there right now that are feeling a little, as I said earlier, frisky. A little frisky. Arnold Schwarzenegger losing, the Democrats winning in Virginia and New Jersey, even though Bush came to Virginia. Tom DeLay, Bill Frist, Karl Rove, Scooter, indictments, trials, Dick Cheney. Democrats are feeling a little frisky, man. Looks like they're going to be trying to fight back on some issues. We will see. I understand the mood for friskiness, but before we all get our groove on and start dancing up and down the aisles and singing, celebratory songs, we need to understand that while Tom DeLay has been indicted, while Scooter has his a day in court as well, while Arnold Schwarzenegger lost all of his propositions and was a slap in the face to him, despite all of that, we still need to keep our eye on the ball. There are scary things afoot, despite the missteps of many Republicans out there. They're still in charge. And we still got to keep our eye on the ball. So let's talk about an issue that we need to keep our eye on, involve ourselves in, be concerned about, and be very troubled about. I have joining me this morning Nancy Talalian, the director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. She is joining us from Western Massachusetts, wherever that is. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
We still should be kind of scared and involved, shouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. So much to keep track of what the government is doing.
It's crazy. It's just crazy, isn't it, Nancy?
Oh, it is.
You know, I was reading the information because you're here to talk about this Stalinistic database that we or this Hitleristic database, because that's one of the first things that Hitler did was he created a database breaking down people's ethnicity, their addresses, and giving them all their little own Social Security identity number.
That's right.
Talk to us about this database, this DOD recruiting, so-called recruiting database. What is it?
Well, I'll first explain so there won't be confusion that many people have heard about the Leave No Child Behind or No Child Left Behind Act, which allowed the recruiters to have records from the schools about all the students so that they could go and recruit them. Well, this is a separate database that until recently was unknown from the Department of Defense called the Joint Advertising and Market Research Studies Recruiting Database that is even bigger. And it affects about 30 million U.S. residents between the ages of 16 and 25. And what it is a huge data mining project, like the Total Information Awareness Project for the 16 to 25-year-olds that takes information from such as Social Security numbers, purchasing records, driver's records, and things from private companies, private brokers such as American Student List and Student Marketing Group, and keeps this online forever.
And let me, if you don't mind, Nancy, let me just run through all of the things that the database contains, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Full name, date of birth, gender, address, city, state, zip code, where it's Social Security number, email address, ethnicity, telephone number, high school name, graduation date, grade point average, code, education level, college intent, military interest, field of study, current college attending, ASVAB test date, ASVAB Armed Forces qualifying test category score, purchasing. This is awful. Is there a database like this on any other American citizen anywhere that we know of?
Not that I know of, but it is pretty frightening. There's a lot more information than they need just to call kids up and ask if they'd like to enlist, certainly. And there's no limit on how this can be used, which is the scary thing. It's not even just to be used by the DOD. They can sell it to anybody they want. I mean, they're using private company records, and they can sell it to private companies to be used, and they haven't followed the rules.
And one of the things, let's talk about, given that everybody knows about identity theft now. That's the crime that I think that most Americans are aware of. Generally, when companies have access to your social security number, there are certain requirements that they have to protect that number. Does this DOD database have any of those protections?
We don't know, because we don't know everything about this or how it's going to be used. And yet they've been working on this since 2002, since they didn't file under the Privacy Act information for the public to peruse this. We are, you know, finding out at the last minute after they've already spent more than $300 million on it.
Who's the they that spent this money?
This is the Department of Defense.
And how did they get the authority to gather this money and collect it and keep it?
I guess they just did it. We know very little, but we're pretty outraged. People are advised, of course, to opt out of the recruiting part, but there's no mechanism by which people can be taken out of the database completely. So if they want to use it for any other purpose besides calling you up and recruiting you, who knows what they're doing with the information.
And we also, there's also another component to this. The company that has this information, is it a private or a governmental entity?
Well, there's BNOW, which is private, and they are not obligated to follow the rules that are over the federal government. So that is certainly an issue. They don't have a privacy policy.
And in terms of what the government, what does the Department of Defense say that its reason for having this database is? What do they say?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. They haven't made many promises to the people.
Well, how about an explanation? What is their explanation of this?
Well, it's supposed to be a recruiting database. So that they have, of course, we all know that they've been having trouble recruiting people for the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. And so they probably think that having more information will give them a better track record in terms of recruiting.
So is there any way for an individual, an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old that's in this database to, one, find out if they're in the database, and, two, get out of this database?
Well, that's what we urge people to do, is to get in touch with the Department of Defense and ask if they're in it and get out of it. They can request to see if they're in it by writing a letter and requesting access to their file under the Privacy Act. And we have information on how to do that on the epic.org website, which I can give to you if you'd like.
Sure.
It's epic.org/privacy/student/DODdatabase.html. And at the end of this page, which has a lot of information on the database, it has what you can do to protect your privacy with the address for the Department of Defense, Defense Human Resources Activity to write to. And also people can contact their school and request to opt out, and the school may give you the choice to continue to receive the recruitment information and still opt out of the commercial and military solicitation.
Do we have any idea, you said that there's about, what, 25 million, 30 million young people in this database, right?
That's right.
Do we know male, female? Do we know what part of the country? Do we know what part of communities? Are we talking from urban areas, rural areas? Do we know where they have mined these numbers and the secured, that social security number, ethnicity, telephone? What do we know where they mine this information from?
Oh, so many different databases. And what's scary is that some of these databases, such as the American Student List database, they have have been obtained under false pretenses. These companies go into a school to teachers, to students, to parents, and ask for information that they say is for scholarship purposes or school-related purposes, and then they turn around and sell it to the DOD, which is not what they told the people when they got the information.
So the DOD is buying this information from people that have obtained it under fraudulent means.
That's right.
Is Congress losing their mind over this? What is Congress doing?
As far as I know, not much. But they have received a copy of a letter that was signed by more than 100 organizations, including ours, and many of the organizations that have been fighting recruiting on their on the schools, colleges and high schools.
Well,
and so we need to have a discussion about this, and we need more people to become aware of it, and I appreciate your having this program on this today.
And in fact, that there's a letter that was written to Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and the criticism brought to Donald Rumsfeld is that this database was established in violation of the Privacy Act, correct?
Correct.
So, because this database was established in violation of the Privacy Act, are there lawsuits that could be brought to bear? Does it take an act of Congress to stop this? Are there things that could be happening in the private sector to challenge this and to eliminate this data mining by the DOD?
Yeah, we haven't yet talked about lawsuit. What often happens is a lawsuit is won in one court, and then it goes to an appeals court of appeals that is stacked with Bush cronies and loses an appeal. So we've had a difficult time with a lot of these cases in the past. But I think that public outcry to Congress people is extremely important. And this is the way we are getting the word across. Very few people know about this, and it's it may already be affecting people's records.
Well, let's talk about who can get this information. Who has access to this data now that it's been collected up to almost 30 million young people?
Well, the DOD certainly, but they have been very silent about who else is involved. The company BNOW, which doesn't have a good reputation, that has been selected, doesn't have a good reputation, and the DOD has not ruled out use by many other private companies who may want the same information on young people, but we don't know at this point what the DOD has been doing, whether they have a good reputation for not being very forthcoming.
And we know that as a result of this information that they could release it to foreign law enforcement, they could release it to state taxing authorities, they can release it to banking facilities, they can release it to almost any entity for anything that they say is something that they want to do.
That's right. It can be for, you know, tracking down people with a bad driving record or anything that they want. So it's unlimited. People's records can follow them throughout their lives based on being in this database.
And actually, this would be a marketer's dream, that you could follow someone's purchasing practices from the moment that they're an adult for the rest of their life. Some marketing company could do that.
It's extremely frightening that people from the age of 16 have these records out there. And you know, duplicated in many, many parts of the country.
Now, Nancy, once again, where can people go to find out about this, to opt out of it, to fill out the forms to do that? Where would they go?
They can go to the EPIC website, epic.org/privacy/student/DODdatabase.html. And I can give the address online if people have paper.
Absolutely.
Handy. The Department of Defense, Defense Human Resources Activity, in care of JAMRS, that stands for Joint Advertising and Market Research Studies Recruiting Database, which is what we're talking about, Direct Marketing Program Officer, Defense Human Resources Activity. Well, this is a long address, sorry. 4040 North Fairfax Drive, Suite 200.
Can people call your organization to get this information as well?
Oh, certainly, or they can email us at info@bordc.org. Our phone number is 413-582-0110.
413-582-0110. Nancy Talalian, thank you so much, Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Thank you for joining us on the Wake Up Call this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Liz.
Take care. Bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. You need to stay with us. We'll take a break. We'll be back to take your calls and your comments.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the International Star Registry. Eastbound 40th, the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit that is closed due to maintenance operations. You can use 11th Street or 14th Street to get around the construction area. Northbound 55 between Holly Hills and Lafayette, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Merrimack River Bridge, you've got heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 from McKnight all the way to Hanley, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge is running smoothly. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, you've got slow traffic there. Westbound 270 from West Florissant all the way to Washington Elizabeth, that's easing up this hour. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Lindbergh, look for heavy traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSB. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 onto the ramp of 5570. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit all the way to Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from Poplar Street, that ramp is on the move and is returned to normal. Route 79 at Route M, there's a report of an accident. Brentwood at Forsyth, those traffic lights are working incorrectly. Elm Grove Lane at North Lindbergh, look for an injury accident there. And eastbound 40 between 14th and Broadway, look for road construction having various lane closures going on, as well as Broadway ramp to westbound 40 will be closed due to maintenance operations. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the International Star Registry. International Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list. It's the ultimate gift. International Star Registry at 1-800-282-3333, or you can visit starregistry.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Sunny skies today, breezy, not quite as warm, however, with a high only around 65. This evening, clear skies with a low around 40. Thursday, sunny with a high around 60. Thursday evening, clear skies with a low in the mid to upper 30s. And then on Friday, mostly sunny once again with a high only around 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny skies with breezy conditions out there, we have 64 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 65 and sunny skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Ever hear of the ReStore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Annabenner, west of Spring.
What's in the ReStore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the ReStore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The ReStore. Check it out.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to get your washers, your dryers, your toasters, your DVD players, your DVR players, something with a D in it? Where are you going to get your treadmill? You're going to go down to 3425 Union. Yes, you are, because you don't want to spend $75 to put gas in your tank to get to the mall. You want to go to the Sears in your neighborhood at 3425 Union. It's a full-service Sears. They have everything that the mall has, plus fabulous, fabulous one-on-one personal attention. Make your shopping experience a wonderful one. Get your shop on and get on over to 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, tell him I told you to.
With only the indictment of Scooter Libby, has Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald sent a message that it was okay for other White House officials to toss around Valerie Plame's name at will, as long as they didn't mention it to a reporter? Will this investigation stop short of going into territory about the justifications for the war? Join investigative journalist Robert Perry to see if the prosecutor is indeed letting the White House walk. Thursday morning at 7 on The Wake Up Call. It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
When things are at their worst, they're at their best. They are the first in and the last to leave. The American Red Cross is responding to the devastation of Hurricane Katrina with food, shelter, and water. They bring hope, too. But you know how the American Red Cross will respond. How will you? Help victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
For the million. For the millions. For the millions of Africans chained to the slave ships. For the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip. For the millions who jumped overboard. For the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, pick the cotton.
Welcome back. For the millions, for the millions. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Oh, Lord. We have so much stuff that we need to talk about, so much stuff that we need to keep our eye on the balls. It's not just one. It's keep our eye on it. Keep our eye on it. I struggle with this. I really do. I struggle with this and talk about this and try to make you people feel me on this. I hear people
embracing their patriotism, or embracing patriotism with the same enthusiasm and mindset and mindlessness that people embrace a football team, a basketball team, a hockey team. There's no real thought that goes into it. It's entertainment. Some people like the color of the uniform. Some people like this quarterback here, a forward here, a center here, a hockey pusher there. And there's no shame in embracing and loving on a basketball team. But the world is not changed as a result of your mindless love of something that provides you entertainment or even it may inspire you in some way. That's cool. It's not unhealthy. But when you take that same energy and embrace a country that you're a part of, what that means is that you are also mindlessly not holding accountable, not looking at your country as it is your responsibility to do. Because since we live in a representative government, that means that we elect people to stand for us and our issues, and to stand on right, and not to defend wrong. That's much more than you can expect or should expect of a sports team. You can't be blind and be patriotic. You can't be mindless and be patriotic. You cannot be undemanding, non-demanding, and be patriotic. You're not patriotic. You're just a mindless fan, this type that goes and turns cars over and burns them in a celebratory action of the win of a particular sporting event. You're not patriotic. You are a fan. And that's not meaningful when it comes to understanding and assessing your country. So because I come to, and I try very hard to come to on a regular basis, a clear-eyed understanding of all of the complexities and all of the things that make up America, and when you do, you have to say, you know what? This country does a lot of things. People do a lot of things in my name that I have a lot of serious problems with that are wrong and make me shamed and angry and unable to feel about the country that I was born in as I should be able to feel. I'm looking at this story that I didn't get this from the Washington Post. I didn't get this from the New York Times. I didn't get this from an American paper. I had to go outside of my country to get this picture, to get this article, to get this story. Powerful new evidence emerged yesterday that the United States of America, in our name this is done, dropped massive quantities of white phosphorus on the Iraqi city of Fallujah, killing us insurgents and civilians with appalling burns. George W. Bush was looking for the weapons of mass destruction. Well, dang. Apparently they were in his closet. And we dropped them. They dropped them in our name on babies in Fallujah. What do you say? How do you feel? Our government in December denied the reports. They said that our government, the people that are doing this stuff in our name looked us in the face and said, this is a widespread myth. News reports, American news reports said that our forces had denied this. Last year on Islam Online website wrote, the United States troops are reportedly using chemical weapons and poisonous gas. Ain't that some stuff? I guess it's only a crime if you use them on your own people, right? Because that's what we're trying Saddam Hussein for. So if Saddam Hussein had dropped them on, oh, I don't know, Americans, then he couldn't be tried, right? And he shouldn't be condemned, right? We dropped chemical, biological weapons on civilians in Fallujah. And Saddam Hussein is on trial. Ain't that... We got stuff to talk about. We have stuff to talk about. These are the things that are being done in your name. Did you vote for this man for this reason? We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. That's what's being done in your name. Did you ask for that? All of you, weapons of mass destruction, gas his own people, poison his own people. Did you ask for this? Did you ask for this? Huh. Jesus. We have a lot to talk about. Stay with me.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
This hour's edition of the Global News Update can be heard in its entirety next Wednesday at this time slot.
The demand for blood donations never diminishes, with someone in the U.S. in need of blood every 2 seconds. As we enter the cold and flu and holiday seasons, this need only increases. Please support the American Red Cross during its Cookies for Life blood drive, to be held Friday, November 11th from noon to 4 at the new Doubletree at Westport Hotel, formerly the Holiday Inn at Westport. Walk-ins are welcome with personal ID, and all who give blood will receive refreshments. To schedule a donation time or find out more, call 314-682-1180. News to you from WGNU.
November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer is the nation's leading cause of cancer death, killing more than breast, prostate, colon, and skin cancer combined. Early detection of lung cancer when it's most treatable is key to survival. New screening methods such as CAT scans are being used in clinical trials. Learn your risk and the symptoms of lung cancer. Smoking is the major risk, but you can develop lung cancer even if you don't smoke. Coughing, wheezing, and fatigue are just a few of the symptoms that are often confused with less serious conditions. Treatment may include surgery, radiation treatments, chemotherapy, or one of several interventional radiology procedures. Discuss treatment options with your doctor. For more information on lung cancer risk, symptoms, detection, and treatment, visit www.radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder from the Radiological Society of North America.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, or get to me. BJ, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
You know, you were talking earlier about databases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we get so bogged down with the complicated that we forget the simple. The databases are there every day in front of our faces. I used to work for the state for 22 years, and I lost my job. They came up with a new database, okay? Very simple, you know, just look downtown. But the simple information that goes into that database becomes a part of what the state, you know, what the state compiles on us. And this can be shared with other agencies.
Well, what is different about this particular database, this DOD recruiting database, it has done something that no other database has done before, at least not that anybody knows of as being done. It has gathered information from, there are about 20 different places and compiled all of the information in one place. Yes, the state has different information about you, but the compilation of this and then the release of this to a private marketing company is huge. And not only the release of it to a private marketing company, but we're talking about a 16-year-old's information. That means that from you, they didn't have a database on you when you were 16. They didn't have your Social Security number when you were 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and et cetera.
But we weren't as computerized as we are today.
Doesn't matter. The point is that there wasn't a database on you. And Hitler didn't need all of the computers that we have today in order to gather a database on people. There were laws that prevented it, and it wasn't done. What is being done now is something that has never, ever been done before. And it is hugely frightening and hugely serious. And I don't want to minimize it in any kind of way by suggesting that it can be done right now by you, because what is different about this is a marketing company has all your information that your government paid to get.
Uh-huh.
And that's huge.
That is there a number I can reach you and talk to you more about this later?
You can email.
I think
can,
I may have some information that could help.
Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com.
I will do that.
Thank you very much. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz, how you feel this morning?
I'm outstanding.
You know, let me tell you one thing. I heard some things come out of ex-president Jimmy Carter's mouth. I couldn't believe it. He says that they're rotten. Got nothing but a lot of thugs running the country. He said Washington is rotten. And so the main thing about it, they're really stripping the smoke, the poor people. They're not doing anything for them. They're scaring them up to get what they want. So we give less money than any other country, you know, to the poor people. We ignore them. And he just went on and talked about it, and I couldn't believe I was hearing what I was. I said, you mean that's the ex-president talking like this? And he said, all we do is get what we can and stick it in our pockets, and the poor people take with them.
All right.
Now, that was your ex-president, and he's been there. He knew what's happening up there. He said they were rotten. There's nothing but a lot of thugs running your government.
Well, I wasn't old enough to vote for him, so I wouldn't call him my president. All presidents should be coming out and talking right now.
I'm surprised at hearing him talk like that, but, you know, he was there, and he knew what's happening. He said it's rotten.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Good morning, everyone. This is Liz Brown. And I'm here to tell you that we need your volunteers. We need the volunteers for the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive this Saturday at 10 a.m., 4919 Union Boulevard, North Union Boulevard. Come on down. We're going to get your T-shirts. You're going to get your assignments. We need your help. We need your support. We need your assistance. Even if you haven't signed up to be a volunteer, come down this morning, or Saturday morning, at 10 a.m., 4919 North Union, second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive is on November 18th and 19th. But this Saturday, come on down, volunteers. We need your help. I'll see you then. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes. Good morning. I wanted to know, I think I heard on your program that this bond issue overwhelmingly passed. And I'd like to know, I don't know what that means, because how was the turnout? Because I didn't get a chance to go and vote until it was after 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And at my polling place, we have two precincts in this one room. And, Liz, I'm going to tell you that it was empty, no voters for either precinct.
Well, I think their use of the word overwhelming, Christine, refers to the vote by those who voted, that the overwhelming number of people that voted in favor of this. They weren't referring to that there was such an overwhelming turnout of voters.
And this is what's surprising me. Why weren't there any voters? Because when I put my ballot in that little rusty tin ballot box, you could hear it falling to the bottom. So evidently, there were very many, very few voters that came out to vote. And why on earth would, this is the most backward city, why on earth would people come out and vote to spend their tax dollars on something as putting improvements on radio systems for the police, fire, and EMTs, when that should fall under the realm of this so-called national security, because they have billions of our tax dollars to be putting whatever equipment that these entities need, because
okay,
that would fall under Homeland Security.
Got it, and we got to go. Thank you, Christine. This is Liz Brown. We'll be back with the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. He's now written a book, Cracking the Millionaire Code. Author Robert Allen will be joining us in the next hour. You want to get your cup of coffee and your checkbook so that you can figure out how you can crack this millionaire code. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us for their next hour.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. Voters in California rebuffing Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger by rejecting all four measures he fought for to rein in state spending. ABC's chief political analyst George Stephanopoulos says Schwarzenegger is in trouble.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has fallen so far so fast. Last year, he was the most popular Republican in the country. Now he's fighting for his political life. He's got an election coming up next year for re-election, and he's in deep trouble right now.
Democrats winning both governor's races. ABC's Ann Compton at the White House with the president's reaction.
President Bush congratulates the winners. Officials here say he looks forward to working with them on keeping America strong. The White House is not conceding that President Bush has lost any of his political clout.
In New York City, Mayor Michael Bloomberg winning a second term. Houston, Boston, and Atlanta also elected incumbent mayors. The Senate will grill oil executives today over high gas prices and huge profits. ABC's Jake Taper says the oil companies face some tough choices.
Some in Congress are discussing a possible windfall profit tax or forcing oil companies to pay for low-income heating assistance programs.
Third quarter profits, a record for the industry. American tourists heading for China are being warned. Officials in Beijing have been tipped that terrorists may be planning an attack on luxury hotels in China. Lots and lots of sex on TV, according to a new study.
So you caught me doing it with somebody else. What's the big deal?
If it seems like every time you turn on the TV...
I don't know, but anything that good has got to be sent.
It has something sexual on it.
We haven't had sex in 10 days.
Victoria Rideout at the Kaiser Family Foundation says it's not your imagination.
The amount of sex on television has doubled over the last 7 years.
In fact, researchers studied over 1,000 popular TV shows. They found 70% of them included sexual content. Alex Stone, ABC News, Hollywood.
This is ABC News.
All your life you've been told to
aim higher.
But if you have high cholesterol, your doctor may tell you to
aim lower.
And if diet and exercise aren't enough, ask about prescription Crestor. Crestor Rosuvastatin Calcium. The 10 milligram dose of Crestor along with diet can lower bad cholesterol by up to 52%. That's compared to 7% with placebo. Your results may vary. Crestor has not been shown to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. Crestor is not for everyone, including people with liver disease and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests are needed to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medications you're taking, or if you experience muscle pain or weakness, as they may be a sign of serious side effects. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal, or for more information, call 1-800-CRESTOR, or visit us at Crestor.com. There you'll also learn how AstraZeneca may be able to help if you can't afford your medications. If high cholesterol has your doctor saying, aim lower with Crestor.
Paris isn't burning. That message from French officials worried the ongoing riots will keep tourists away.
The French authorities have vowed to return order to France's rioting neighborhoods, hoping that a curfew will help stop the violence. Meanwhile, foreign governments, including the U.S., are warning tourists to take care. But despite that, the cafes in Paris are full, and it's been business as usual at the Eiffel Tower. Tourists like Megan from California seem unconcerned.
I'm hoping it doesn't affect central Paris. It doesn't seem to be extremely organized, so I'm not worried yet.
But a sign that not all tourists are so relaxed about things, one travel agency here reported a 20% drop in hotel reservations, mainly by Americans. Linda Albin, ABC News, Paris.
She still stands behind the story. Mary Mapes, the former CBS producer, fired after the 60 Minutes 2 report accusing President Bush of getting special treatment during his National Guard duty, says investigators made her a scapegoat.
I think what they were hired to do was basically come in and hand over some heads. And I think that's what they did.
I'm Daniela Bellata, ABC News.
With a report of WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colston. This report brought to you by GM Certified Used Vehicles. In the news, Democrat Jane Baghetto will be the new state representative in Missouri's 94th District. Baghetto garnered more than 57% of the vote and defeated Republican Moira Byrd. Baghetto is the first Democrat in 58 years to represent the 94th District, which covers most of Kirkwood and part of Sunset Hills. She'll finish the unexpired term of Moira Byrd's husband, the late Representative Richard Byrd. In another election news, a $13 million bond issue gets the green light from St. Louis City voters with yesterday's overwhelming passage of Proposition 1. Some of the money from the bond issue will go toward improving the city's emergency radio system. Additional funds will be used for work on roads, bridges, and the city's flood wall. Work's underway on the eventual home of St. Louis County's new casino. Environmental cleanup and road construction will be done before any actual construction work is started on the new $375 million River City Casino and Hotel in Lehman. Pinnacle Entertainment spokesman Mac Bradley says the new casino and hotel will be built in the style of 1870s St. Louis. In addition to 3,000 slot machines and more than 60 table games, the new complex will have a 100-room hotel, a spa, restaurants, a bowling alley, a movie theater, and an ice rink. Construction is expected to be completed in 2008. And a new study shows that employers and employees aren't always on the same page. In a recent study, the staffing and recruiting company Spirion found that there are several employer misconceptions about their retention of current and future workers. Spirion President and CEO Roy Krause says there's a war for talent going on, and it's only going to increase.
If employers don't pay attention to what drives retention, they're going to have a very difficult time to source the people they need to keep their company moving.
Krause says employees think growth potential and compensation are very important factors in staying at their jobs, while employers underestimate the importance of those factors. Krause says while he expects good job creation in the next year, the workforce is getting younger and less skilled,
and employers need to have a balance in their work structure. And finally, despite the fact that the next Senate race is a year away, a new poll shows Missouri Senator Jim Talent and his opponent, State Auditor Claire McCaskill, are running neck and neck. The Zogby Interactive poll shows that Republican Talent has 47% of the vote, while McCaskill, a Democrat, has 46%. 10% of the 788 voters polled said they were undecided. Fritz Wenzel, the director of communications for Zogby, says the numbers are due to several issues, including the fact that Republicans across the nation are facing troubles. And that's a check of WGNU News. This report brought to you by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Let GM Certified take the worry out of buying your next used vehicle. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit GMCertified.com. GM Certified, no worries. That's a report of WGNU News, and I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. Bridge maintenance operations have the left lane closed. That exit ramp is also closed. You can use 14th Street or the 11th Street exits to get around. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, expecting road marking operations. That'll have two lanes closed, so keep your eyes open down there. Northbound 55 between Weber and 44, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 at the Merrimack River Bridge, that traffic is flowing freely this hour. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley is flowing freely as well. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 at 44, that traffic is finally returned back to normal. Westbound 44 between Big Bend and Hanley, that traffic is easing this hour. Westbound 270 from Chain Rocks Bridge all the way to Washington Elizabeth, no problems to report there. Eastbound 370 at the 270 merge, look for road construction error. The right lane is closed. Eastbound 255 and 55 and Coke, there's marking operations. Two lanes are closed. That was already reported. I apologize. Westbound 5570 at Poplar Street Bridge, that traffic is easing this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. Brentwood at Forsyth, those traffic lights are working incorrectly. Elm at North Lindbergh, there's a report of an injury accident. Marine Avenue at Bennington Place, there's a report of an injury accident. Olive at 141, those lights are not working. They are on red flash this hour. Also, westbound Olive at McKnight, look for road maintenance operations. Various lanes will be closed due to signal work. And Page at Union, there are road marking operations there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Scott Forrest at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their e-advantage. That's excellence, expertise, and experience, all at Blake and Davis Realtors. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly sunny, breezy, not quite as warm today. The high should only be around 65. This evening clear with a low around 40. Thursday sunny with a high around 60. Thursday evening clear skies with a low between 35 and 40 degrees. And on Friday mostly sunny, however the high will only be around 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have plenty of sunshine, but it's breezy outside. The temperature is only 61. Lambert Field is reporting sunshine, breeze, and 64 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and or your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Remember when New Orleans was flooded during Hurricane Katrina? Liz Brown was only one of a few people that asked the question, what happened to the prisoners that were locked away there? Here's the answer she got. And here's the latest update. We're pursuing this issue even further Thursday morning at 8 with Corinne Carey, researcher and lawyer for Human Rights Watch USA. Is it true that they were abandoned in their cells with no food as the floodwaters rose? Or worse? Be here Thursday morning at 8, exclusively on The Wake Up Call.
While that other station is skating on thin ice, we're still talking. Just call 314-454-0400 or from outside the local calling area, 1-877-920-WGNU. Talk to us. After all, the other station will only end up giving you the blues.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, help me understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, help me understand.
It is time for us to use our power. Going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother,
the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Who struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Let's get it done. In the next half an hour at 9:30, we will be joined by Robert Allen, co-author of Cracking the Millionaire Code. You're going to learn how to, you know what, unleash the enlightened millionaire in you. There's a plan. There's a way it can be done. You can be a millionaire. And I don't mean by going on the program. You can be a millionaire. We're going to talk to the author of Cracking the Millionaire Code. We're going to talk about destiny codes, prison codes, angel codes, star codes. Discover the enlightened million-dollar idea in you. Turn your unknown assets into millions. We're going to do that in a half an hour. How cool is that? At 9:30, we will be joined by co-author of Cracking the Millionaire Code, Robert Allen, on the Wake Up Call. In the meantime, let's get to some of your calls. Dimitri, good morning.
Oh,
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I have two things I'd like to discuss with you and get your opinion on. The first thing is that the guest that you just had on and revealed some frightening evidence about how our privacy has been invaded and it's no longer, our lives are no longer lived in privacy. But I'm not so discouraged by it because I think that intelligence is not the exclusive use of the people in Washington. There are people who are outside of Washington who can use that same kind of information to track our people who are committing malfeasance in office, follow them and see what they do, and the evidence eventually used against them. So I think that technology is a two-way street. What do you think?
I'm not sure about your question.
Oh, the question is that it's okay to have that technology because we can use it to our advantage, too.
Okay.
And the first one was the statement. The second one is the question.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to be fired up when I start this. But it's about abortion.
Okay.
And it's coming from a man. And, of course, right away, I'm sitting in the corner on this one. If the man, this is rhetorical, but if the man is held responsible for the well-being and the financial support of a child when he is born, regardless of whether he's married or not, if that obligation is inherent in him and the man and the woman make a decision about having, a relationship, why isn't he included in a decision about whether to abort or not to abort?
There is nobody that is saying that a man cannot be included in the decision making. I'm not saying that a man cannot be included in the decision making. The question is that who does the final decision come down to? And I think that it is inescapable that the final decision has to come down to the person whose body is involved with this. And the person whose body is involved with it will always be a woman. Regardless of how much anybody would want it to be any different, it comes down to the person that will have to live that 9-month period with that child and then the rest of their life with that child as well. So a woman's concern is really twofold about what she wants to do with her body and secondly what she wants to do with the rest of her life. The man's decision comes in or the man's participation of this once the child is conceived is after the child gets here. That's the bottom line. You can't give birth. You can't gain the weight. You can't get the swollen ankles. You can't do any of the things. A woman is doing that. So the final decision comes down to her. A man can weigh in on it.
Well, here's the thing. You presented me with a return argument. But you say a woman has the exclusive right because she's carrying a child and it's her body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that responsibility incumbent on her before she has this relationship? Doesn't the weight of that decision place her in a defenseless way because she permitted it to happen and so forth? So,
wait a minute. The word "permitted" is the problem with your argument, because there are women that become pregnant whether they permitted the sexual act or not. There are women that become pregnant despite the best scientific efforts not to become pregnant. So the word "permitted" is not accurate in all of the circumstances that lead some women to decide that they are going to have an abortion. What permission was given to the woman that was raped?
I agree with that in the health of the woman,
mm-hmm.
and whether the woman is financially able to deal or cope with it.
Or the husband that forced himself on his wife.
Yes.
There are some states that don't hold that a husband can ever rape their wife, and the wife becomes pregnant as a result of that.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of circumstances that have nothing to do with permission of this happening.
Oh, well, the man does have some input. You agree with that?
Well, a woman cannot become pregnant without the sperm of a male.
Well, what I mean in a decision to abort or not to abort.
I believe that a man can't. I think that a man should be able to say whatever he wants and weigh in on the decision making. But the bottom line is the final decision comes down to the woman.
Yeah.
Bottom line is that it's her decision.
I see. And then just one final thing, Liz. Mm-hmm. I want to give a big shout out to Hugo Chavez and the way he reacted to this.
He handled his business. He handled his business. It was a beautiful thing to see.
Oh, it was beautiful. And to see him on television, I just feel so proud of him that he can stand up to this monster's government and speak out for people like myself and others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I second that. Thanks for your call, Dimitri.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone. Good morning, car phone. Car phone.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even sure. Yeah, Liz, I was thinking about what you and the last gentleman were talking about abortion and stuff and uh-huh. how decisions come down. And I understand under the extreme measures, like if a man is forced on a woman or during rape. But looking at how men are convicted for non-child support and everything like that, and in some cases where men are not really financially stable, like at a young age.
Can I interrupt just for 1 second, please?
Okay.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
I believe that most of the law enforcement, if not, okay, I believe that the law enforcement involved with putting poor men in jail because they can't pay child support is obscene. And it is wrong, and it is indefensible, and it is wrong on so many different levels. I don't think that you should be put in jail for that. If you are poor, I mean, how are you going to pay this debt? They need to go after people that can afford to pay this and are not paying for this. I think that the system is slanted against males in many different ways. I think that a woman can go in with the presumption that she's not doing anything, that the male will have the expectation of paying and the woman won't. I think that the system is sexist, and I think that the system is hard-handed and heavy-handed on poor men, and I think it's awful.
Well, wow, you just took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, I wasn't going to give you an argument on that. I think that the system is mightily unfair.
Especially when a man is trans.
Absolutely.
And he's getting laid off.
Absolutely.
Of a job.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, any other circumstance.
Absolutely.
When he makes the effort.
Absolutely.
Or one thing that's really overlooked is the fact that a man wants to be included in his child's life, which in today's society where most fathers or some fathers are not absent, when you got that father that wants to stay in his child's life regardless if he can make all the payments on time or everything like that, which that's not looked at as having any weight of importance.
I think that we live in a sexist society with respect to that. I think so. I think that there are people, just like any system, caller, any system, there are people that are going to try and take advantage of the system and work it to their favor. There are women out there that have taken advantage of the system, that it, with regard to child support, that they are, it's all about punishing the man as opposed to doing what is right for the children. I read an article the other day about children who come out of divorce situations. They say that children, and it's almost regardless of the age, when the children are the result of a divorced family, these children suffer the rest of their lives with poor self-esteem, with the inability to make decisions, with not having a childhood. A lot of these children, when they talk to adults, talk about how I never got to be a child. I always felt like I had to be responsible for my mom, responsible for my dad. I was two different people. I was a different person in my mom's house and a different person in my dad's house. And the weight that it puts on these children, it's awful. It is absolutely awful. So I'm with you. I am with you that there are people, women that take advantage of the system, that men, poor men, working men that are put in jail for non-child support. It's wrong. It is really wrong.
And if you look at how the system is structured and what they do to a man, they almost take the survival of a man away from him because, like, if out of a divorce situation, mm-hmm. For a man, let's say if a man wants to start another family or do anything like that, his funds can be garnished,
yeah,
or anything like,
mm-hmm,
that,
mm-hmm,
where he almost, or even if he's single, for him to start another life, they almost take that away from him and drive him into a negative situation.
It makes it very, very difficult. I think that some changes need to be made. I truly do. Thanks for your call, caller.
Thank you.
454-0400. They didn't go the way he thought it was going to go, did it? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Ike, good morning.
Hey, I like the last caller, and I want to iterate on what you said too, Liz. Now, I went to Clayton Court with a few of my friends that were laid off in 79. During the layoff for the new plant was built in Wentzville. And just like you said, you got the women out there for personal gain. Some guys have got so bad, some guys end up in the penitentiary, and some try to end the life of their wife because they got so upset, and the system needs to be overhauled.
That's no excuse.
But it hurt just us, Liz. I know you was here. They made Missouri the welfare state, and they hung these guys out to dry, not just at GM.
Mm-hmm.
We're laid off 5 years, Liz, and these guys here were good fathers. They left these men that went there, and some of them left town, and every time a man turned, they garnished you the wages. And Jim Tremoto said it's a damn shame. Our plant manager didn't like it.
All right, thank you,
it's
Ike.
It's a damn shame.
All right, Ike, thanks for your call. Car phone, you're on the wake-up call.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding.
You know what, when it comes to that child support, I have a little sympathy for men. I do, but I don't think if you're making $7 an hour, and I've been one of those guys before, you shouldn't go out there and make five babies.
Well, most men are not making five babies, Carla. Let's not, I mean, there are extreme circumstances. Most men are not, name five people you know, five men you know that have five babies. Come on. The fact of the matter is most men are not.
I think you're kind of naive, Liz. It's men, I know five men, and it's fruitless for me to say their names because you don't know them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know five men who have five babies who make $7 an hour, and they shouldn't, and they continue, and they keep doing it.
I am not concerned about.
No,
wait a minute. Let me respond to what you said, Kevin, before
we move
on to another topic. I am not talking about the man who is not trying to live responsibly. I'm not talking about that. I'm not that type of man. I'm talking about, and if you know five men that have five babies each, you also know men that are working very hard trying to live up to their responsibility, and there's some extra weights that are put on these men that shouldn't be there.
But I know for every man I know that's trying hard, and it doesn't have nothing to do with color, I know 100 women who are desperately trying to get anything from these men, mm-hmm, and they just won't do it. But you know what, Liz? You know what I really hate? I hate when they take a child away from a mother who's a teenage mother because they found a trace of marijuana in her blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the child away, and then they charge her child support. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Hey, Tech, I know a girl right now. We're fighting. They're charging her for child support because they can't find the father. They can find anybody. They find you. I know. They find you. And I just can't believe it. And it was because of marijuana. Now, I know personally a rich woman who not only had marijuana in her blood, because of what I do, I'm surrounded by those people.
You know what? You lead an interesting life, Kevin. You lead an interesting life surrounded by interesting people. I haven't heard about that with women. I don't disbelieve you, Kevin. I'm just saying I don't know if you...
It's on page. It's a welfare office on page. Mm-hmm. Call down there and find and ask them, do they take child support for women who have been caught, you know, came positive, had a baby, the baby was taken away, and they charge you child support. I know a girl like that going through that.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. We're gonna take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back. Unfortunately, apparently, there's been a problem. We're not going to be able to get to our guest, author Robert Allen, author of Cracking the Millionaire Code. They had to reschedule it. We will be bringing that to you at another time. I apologize for that. For those of you that were planning on learning how to be a millionaire this morning, that's okay. We'll get to that, but not today. Stay with us.
None of us are free. None.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
The kids at the daycare centers call him Mr. Saxophone.
Hi, kids.
Armed with just a guitar and a Rube Goldberg version of a brass kazoo, this mild-mannered champion of your child's exuberance entertains America's preschoolers by crooning Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
One thing I've learned about kids, they learn fast, and the better they can see, the faster they can learn.
So, take a tip from Mr. Saxophone.
Your child should have a comprehensive eye exam at 6 months, 3 years, and before entering school to be ready for school.
And now, for the cute little jingle.
Brown eyes, green eyes, blue ones too. You see me and I see you. Put this on your things to do list. Visit your friend, the optometrist.
Yay!
Yes.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
Use break! Use break!
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
With only the indictment of Scooter Libby, has Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald sent a message that it was okay for other White House officials to toss around Valerie Plame's name at will, as long as they didn't mention it to a reporter? Will this investigation stop short of going into territory about the justifications for the war? Join investigative journalist Robert Perry to see if the prosecutor is indeed letting the White House walk. Thursday morning at 7 on The Wake Up Call. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Cafeteria line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood. Night his children should sleep. But they'll slip to their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white was all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, in the hard life.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. Our number here is 454-0400. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Jean, good morning.
Hello, Liz.
Yes.
I'm not calling to defend men, but in this pregnancy thing, don't it take two to get a baby?
It takes a male sperm and a female egg to conceive a baby. It takes a female body to carry the baby to term. It takes a male and a female to raise the baby when the baby gets here. That's the process as I know.
Uh-huh. Well, then, Why would they put all this blame on the man? Don't a woman have control over whether she's on birth control or something to keep from getting pregnant?
Well, there are women who get pregnant by virtue of rape. There are women that get girls that get pregnant as virtue of incest. There are women that get that are in married situations where their husbands, where they get pregnant despite not wanting to get pregnant. There are those women. Then there are also women that do use birth control, and the birth control does not work. And then there are women that don't use any kind of don't use birth control, or men that don't use birth control. I think adults that are sexually active should be protecting themselves so that they don't make a baby, but sometimes babies are made despite the best efforts.
Well, I know I had seven.
Mm-hmm.
And
so clearly you know how it works. Clearly you know how how making
a
baby works.
I just don't understand why they talking about these men making five babies.
Well, I think it is reckless and reckless of men that have that cannot afford to take care of all of their children to continue making children. I think that if you are a man with five children, you know what one way to make sure that you never have another baby is get a vasectomy. Okay, that is 99.9% effective of never making another baby.
Possible for a woman to get a tooth tack?
Yes, but that's far more. That's like real surgery. Men, it's like an outpatient type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it also costs a whole lot more money for a woman to get her tubes tied than it does for a man to get a vasectomy. So it's a lot easier for the man to get a vasectomy, particularly one that has five kids, than it is for a woman to get her tubes tied. And eventually, a woman will not be able to have a baby. A man will be able to make a baby until he dies. So there's all the more reason for if we're going to talk about what makes more sense for a man to get a vasectomy.
I just wonder why they're talking about a man making five babies, and because I feel like a woman has responsibility too.
I think both parties have responsibility.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that they were putting. I didn't feel that they were putting it all on the man. But men do have bear responsibility in this. But our conversation started with who has the final say of whether or not a pregnancy is going to be terminated, and that falls on the woman because that hers is the body that incubates the baby and makes the baby.
Yeah, no,
okay.
You're talking about the abortion.
You've had seven children. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jean.
All right. Bye.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
How are you?
I'm okay, bless. Outstanding like you are.
All right, now.
Ms. Brown, I want to talk about the child support system right quick. I'm going to take about a second.
Go right ahead.
I'm a man of three children.
Mm-hmm.
From my first marriage, and I paid child support, and I also gave my children money.
Did they garnish your checks or anything like that, or did you pay without garnishment?
Oh, well, I was paying without garnishment,
mm-hmm.
and I had got a little ill, and then they brought back to work, and they garnished my check.
Okay.
And so as they garnished my check, they also garnished my because at the end of the year, the income tax, and so what I was doing, I was a Greyhound bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they done was pull my license where I couldn't drive.
Isn't that awful?
Yes, ma'am.
That is awful.
Sad.
That is awful. Because they were already garnishing you.
Yes.
You had already paid, been paying before that, so they made it so now that you couldn't work at all.
Right, right.
Oh, that's
awful.
That's
my profession, is to drive buses.
That's awful.
And so what they done then, So I had filed for the custody of my child, and I got the custody of my child.
Okay.
And they kept giving the mother the checks, the support checks, and I was getting support checks, she was getting support checks. So I reported it. And when I reported, they still kept doing it for another 5 years.
Stop it.
And so when I finally got to the father support center, they kept getting me a free lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer wrote one letter saying, give us what he owed, and they know I didn't owe. They said $18,000, and I did not owe them, and I had papers to prove it. That's why I meant to tell every man keep his receipt.
That's right.
And so what happened was they had sent me 3 days later. They asked me, said, you're not going to sue us? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not going to sue y'all. Then they waited a little while, and then they gave me my, had to clear my license, and then I had to go all through training all over again through the bus system to get my license back.
Well, wait a minute. Why didn't you sue them?
The reason I couldn't sue them, I didn't have any money for the final attorney. So the attorney told me, the one that the child support group guy said, all you wanted, Mr. Bing, was your license back, right?
No, all you wanted was the money that you paid that you didn't have to pay.
Right.
That's what you wanted.
Right. And by they was giving her a check, and I had records that they kept giving her. They never did honor my custody, but the judge did, and I kept calling downtown. And they kept saying, well, Mr. Bing, we don't know why she's still getting these checks. And they kept giving her checks. I got a check cash, and she cashed in child support check, too, for the next 5 years.
Well, why didn't you get that money that she got?
Because they after they asked me, would I not sue them?
See,
I said, yes.
You should have sued them. You should have sued them and got your money.
Miss Brown, I got papers and things. I can show you like I showed
you
the papers once before.
I believe you.
And I'm saying, it was hard for me to find an attorney, Miss Brown. If I hadn't went to that support center over on the south side at that time, had I went to that support center, they helped found an attorney for me just by attending the meetings.
Okay.
And they looked at my papers, and when they found out, all the other lawyers tried to get $10,000 just to clear me. $7,000. $3,000. They have no money.
All right.
So
I'm glad
you
got.
Now
I'm glad you got your license back. That's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Take care of yourself.
And you have a blessed day.
All right. You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I know of a guy that pays child support. Went to the got a divorce. They wanted him to pay child support. Okay, then the woman ran off with the child support, and he was, you know how they just send her the money anyway. He had the children, and he was still paying the child support. When he finally decided, well, you know, I'm going to stop this, and I'm going to go on and get something done about it, he went and got something done about it. He got the custody of the kids, and they stopped the child support. She showed up again. And then she took him to court, and they made her pay. He has three children. They made her pay $10 a month for all three children. So the system, you know, some
huh?
people. Yeah, $10 a month. She has
huh?
three kids. They made her pay $10 a month when he was paying her $1,200 a month. And it wasn't so much that he wanted the money. He just wanted her to, you know, just do. I mean, and she don't even write the kids. She don't call them. She don't say nothing. And she don't, far as I understand, don't pay the $10 a month. Now that's for three kids. So now, how is the system so fair?
Nobody on this show said the system was fair. The system is not fair.
Yeah,
it is not.
You know,
fair.
I know these are good guys out here that don't pay child support.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, if you could just be fair with people, sometimes things will work out much better.
You know what? I love that. You're exactly right. If you could just be fair with people, things would work out better. You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I heard you say something a little while ago about the earlier conversation being about whose right it is to terminate a child, and it's the woman's because it's her body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad Mary, Mother of Jesus, peace be upon them, didn't feel that way. Where would Christians be today?
How do you know that she didn't feel the way that it's her body? We don't know.
Sure, she knew it wasn't her baby alone.
Well,
that she knew.
We know
like
that
every
she,
other woman knows.
We know that she had. We can't talk about what she felt about what whose decision it would
it's
come down to.
It's still a man's baby. He should have some input in that.
But I never said.
That is my child.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. You're not a good listener. Nobody said that a man shouldn't be able to have a conversation about it. Nobody's saying that. It doesn't have anything to do with Mary and her decision. She made her decision. Every woman has the right and is entitled to make the decision, because whether you like it as a man or not, the way it works is this way. It takes a woman's egg and a man's sperm to conceive a child. It takes a woman's body to carry the child to term. Once the child gets here, if for a successful child, you need a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, to raise that child in a healthy environment. And healthy food, and healthy air, and a healthy world, and a whole bunch of other healthy things to raise a healthy child, whether you like it or not. it's only the woman's body that's carrying that child to term. You can't get around that. You can't argue your way into that. You can't argue your way out of that. And because it takes the woman's body, she's going to be the final decision maker. She can listen to your input. She can decide with you or not. Let go of the fact that you get to make all decisions for women or any decisions for anybody except for yourself. The only person that can make the decision about what happens during the pregnancy, up to 3 months, or even after that, if the woman's health becomes an issue, is going to be the woman. Get over it. That's just the way that it is. Accept that. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. I'll be back after that. Stay with me.
Just a little bit longer.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Don, Ace Black helicopter pilot, your certified conspiracy hunter and all-around decent person. If you want to hear 3 hours of rock'em sock'em beat up on the New World Order crowd, tune in here at WGNU, 9:20 a.m. every Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. We do a no razzmatazz, brass knuckles war on the New World Order crowd. Their house of cards is about to come crashing down, my friends. Come listen to the thunderous crash as we pull the linchpin from the fragile ivory towers of the neocons and insiders in Camp Runamuck every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. with Decent Guy Don at WGNU, 9:20 a.m., Radio Free St. Louis. Stay tuned.
This hour's edition of the Global News Update can be heard in its entirety next Wednesday at this time slot.
Akbar Electric, Commercial Industrial Residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568.
Remember when New Orleans was flooded during Hurricane Katrina? Liz Brown was only one of a few people that asked the question, what happened to the prisoners that were locked away there? Here's the answer she got. And here's the latest update. We're pursuing this issue even further Thursday morning at 8 with Corinne Carey, researcher and lawyer for Human Rights Watch USA. Is it true that they were abandoned in their cells with no food as the floodwaters rose? Or worse? Be here Thursday morning at 8, exclusively on The Wake Up Call.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else are you going to go to get your shop on? I know you don't want to fill up your car with a tank of gas and get on over to the mall. You don't have to do that. We have a full-service, full, wonderful, got everything you need Sears right here at 3425 Union. Your refrigerators, your stoves, your washers, your dryers, your tools, your treadmills, your DVR, DVDs, DDD something. They have it at the Sears at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. I'm telling you, it's a full-service Sears. Everything the Sears at the mall has and more, because the customer service there is beyond compare. So here's what I want you to do this weekend. When you need some rakes, when you need some shovels, when you need the stuff to prepare your home for winter, get on over to Sears at 3425 Union. Sears! Jerome Williams, get your shop on and tell him I told you to.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th.
He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. The wake-up call blanket drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual blanket drive t-shirt as a thank you. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Car phone Joe.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm enjoying your show this morning.
Well, thank
lovely
you.
Lovely show.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go. I heard a caller call and said something about Mary. Didn't, according to the Bible, Mary didn't even have no, Mary wasn't conceived. Was she? Wasn't she? I was told that Mary was born of a, Jesus was born of a virgin or something, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no man involved. So, I mean, Mary did make the decision to do what she wanted to. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, people be telling you that we didn't, I mean, there was no sex involved.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary made her own decision to have Jesus.
Have
I mean, if you believe in that, you know, we're talking about, you know. But I just don't know. I think a woman should have the right to do whatever she wants to with her body.
It's her
that's
body.
That's her business.
And it's her business, and it's her God. You know, that's between her and her God, you know. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. That's simply the way that it is. And it's interesting to me. We just hear such. It's amazing just to hear the voices of men trying to weigh in on the feeling entitled to be the final arbiter of something that is not theirs to be the final arbiter over.
I agree, Liz, because we have so many other problems to be concerned about.
Who are you telling?
So many women in this city. Who, I mean, the head of household,
mm-hmm.
women, I mean, with 4 or 5 children, and where are the men? I would like to know that.
Well, I'm not going to beat up on men, but I do say this, that there should be systems in place to make that are family friendly, that work at keeping families together, good jobs for people, good school systems for children, resources for men and women, resources for children for their education, all of the things that make life easier and better for all of us. 90% of us, 99% of us are here as a result of somebody using some program in your life, whether it's a GI Bill to buy to get a loan for your house, whether it is a social service, whether a public school, a good public school that educated you with good teachers, whether it is a neighborhood recreation center that gave you something as a child to help you grow into a strong and healthy person. All of us are here because we live in a society and we take advantage of the things that society offers us. It's not rocket science. You give people options and you give people choices and you give people opportunities. And we're all better as a result of it. 454-0400. Ask Halliburton how good it's been for them to be able to have a relationship with government. Ask them and their star and their board of directors how much they love the government and its programs. Car phone.
Yeah, let me try to explain it this way. There's laws against child abuse, and abortion's simply the ultimate child abuse. And a while ago, you were talking about get used to it. I'm sure there was people during the time of slavery said, like you, oh, just get used to it. It's the law of the land. It's, you know, it's a Supreme Court thing. And
Hold on, Gary. Let's back up on some of the things. First of all, what I said, get used to.
Uh-huh.
Is the same thing that people that were enslaved were telling people that tried to enslave them. Let me finish. You brought up the analogy, so let me demonstrate how you're wrong and inaccurate.